Good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Fingers crossed, today is the day many of us see rain. We've
only been waiting for a month.
I know.
Month and a half. I mean, it's been 6 months since we've had any rain.
I know. There's already stuff moving up. New Rockford, Carrington, Fessenden, seeing some rain. There's been stuff up in north central Minnesota. There's stuff down kind of South Dakota area. I've got that in motion, but they will be seeing some stuff in the next couple of hours here.
I hope
in northeastern South Dakota,
part of northeastern South Dakota that, I mean, I'd have to confirm with my folks, but they've gotten kind of enough rain at times.
Well, I know, but there's certain areas that,
exactly.
Yes, but then there's a lot of, it's been like hit and miss and missing going on. So there's a lot of areas looking for that rain, including right here in the FM Metro. We're still at 70% chance. Dean says scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. It looks like maybe some of those storms could contain small hail, which small is good, and some gusty winds. Cooler today. It was so hot yesterday.
I do have to admit that I was outside on the deck yesterday for a little bit, more towards later afternoon when the shade was enough on my house so that my seat that I was sitting in was in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those situations where, you know, you sit down and you don't move. Because if you move, you're going to start sweating.
The pickleballers went to play pickleball last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Outside.
Those guys are going to be... I mean, if it was me, I would be so sick right now. I'd be like, 3 days in a row, I'm just dehydrated. I've got heat exhaustion.
We went over to my daughter and son-in-law's. They grilled for us last night. And just sitting outside for, say, like an hour waiting for the burgers to get done, that was warm enough for me. It's like, all right, I'm going in the house. I've had enough of this.
Yeah, I think my total time outside on the deck, I mean, there was one little stint here when I let Luna out. Another time I sat out there for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. I don't know. I mean, I didn't have my phone out there, so I wasn't fiddling for a long time. I just was outside enjoying kind of the peace and quiet outside.
You left your phone in the house?
Yeah, I mean, it needed to be charged anyway.
He's addicted to his phone. I'll go for you.
But, I mean, I was just outside, and I have no idea how long I was out there, but it probably wasn't really very long. Because it's one of those things when you're not watching the clock, you think, man, I've been here for an hour. No, it's been there for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just kind of sat out there and enjoyed, you know, I kind of was able to get comfortable situated on the chair, and I was just like, okay, we'll just sit here for a moment and just kind of enjoy outside. But even then, it was like you could feel yourself, not necessarily overheating, because I'm just sitting there, but you could...
That nauseous feel.
Well, you could just feel like your face and stuff just getting kind of hot, you know. And all I'm doing is sitting there, so I can't imagine being outside doing stuff. And a couple of the next-door neighbors are having fences installed, and there's been a couple people outside working outside doing that. And I'm just like, that would just be miserable, so...
Next 3 days, mid to upper 80s, but at least it's the 80s versus the 90s.
Exactly. I mean, it's even 10 degrees could make a huge difference for a lot of people.
So 86 today and tomorrow, 87 tomorrow, and today, that pretty good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. It is very sticky out there right now. We're partly cloudy starting the morning at 74 degrees. The dew point at 72, and anytime those are close and it's above 60, that means it is sticky out. Fargo police are warning residents about a scammer impersonating Police Chief Travis Stefanowicz. The caller, who has a southern accent, spoofs the department's main phone number and already knows the victim's name and address. They falsely claim Fargo police and Homeland Security are investigating a drug trafficking case. Police say if you receive a call, don't provide any personal or financial information. Hang up immediately and report it to Red River Regional Dispatch. A Moorhead man's facing 4 felony charges after police say he brought a loaded revolver to the Clay County Courthouse during a court hearing, told staff he knew where the presiding judge lived and said he could go there to make a threat. 41-year-old Roger Hellerud's being held in the Clay County Jail. He's due in court August 6th. A man was arrested following a SWAT team standoff in Grand Forks yesterday afternoon. Police responded to an apartment on First Avenue South following reports of a man yelling at a juvenile. They say 56-year-old Ricardo Cepeda threatened to shoot officers and barricaded himself inside his apartment. He was flushed out with chemical munitions and arrested for terrorizing. Additional charges are pending. The chair of the UND Obstetrics and Gynecology Department is facing a civil lawsuit for allegedly substituting his own sperm during a patient's fertility treatments in the 1980s. 3 women are suing Dr. Dennis Lutz, who practiced in the Medical Arts Clinic in Minot at the time. suit claims a patient consented to using anonymous donor sperm mixed with her husband's, but DNA testing recently revealed Dr. Lutz is the biological father of her two daughters. In a formal response, Lutz denied most of the allegations of wrongdoing, claiming the care provided was consistent with medical standards at the time. Nationally recognized advocate and author Elizabeth Smart is coming to Fargo this fall. The Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber announced Smart will headline the 2026 Women Connect celebration on Tuesday, September 22nd. Abducted at age 14, Smart has turned personal tragedy into a lifetime of advocacy for survivors. Chamber leaders say her keynote will focus on resilience and finding purpose after unexpected adversity. She is now a bodybuilder. I've seen stuff on that as well. And the North Dakota Housing Finance Agency is handing out $240,000 to help lower-income residents fix up their homes. The money comes from the agency's Helping Hand program. It goes to community action groups, tribal housing authorities, and nonprofits. The grants help homeowners making 80% or less of their county's median income pay for crucial safety and maintenance repairs. Anyone needing assistance should contact their local community action agency for more information. 5:06, time now for a check on our WDAY Radio Sports with Jay Stedman.
Thank you, Bonnie. Last night, the Minnesota Twins, well, they were shut out by the Kansas City Royals 4-0 last night. Joe Ryan gave up four runs over six innings and was tagged with the loss. Kendry Rojas tossed three scoreless innings out of the bullpen. The Twins tallied five hits, had one walk, and left six runners on base. They fell to 54-55 on the season. Twins and Royals conclude their series this afternoon with the first pitch scheduled for 12:40 p.m. Full game coverage available on twins.tv. Bailey Ober is scheduled to be your starting pitcher for the Twins. In other news, Byron Buxton was placed on the 10-day injured list with a right hip impingement. This is the same injury that he dealt with earlier in the month prior to the All-Star break. He re-aggravated his left hip during Minnesota's 3-2 win over Kansas City Tuesday night. So far this season, he's played in 82 games, batting .263 with 25 home runs and 45 RBI. In a corresponding move, Minnesota recalled utility man Tristan Gray from AAA St. Paul. The Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, they walked off the Lincoln Salt Dogs 7-6. Tripp Clark paced the FM offense with two RBIs. Jesus Luano, Jose Fernandez, Jose Sermo, and Matt Kroon each drove in a run. Redhawks improved to a record of 33-30 on the season. Today they take on the Salt Dogs. First pitch is at 12:30 p.m. PGA Tour, the Rocket Classic Detroit Country Club is a location for that. Today through Sunday, golfers begin teeing off at 6 a.m. Tom Hoagie slated to tee off his opening round at 12:27 p.m. Minnesota Lynx back in action tonight. They will be at Toronto to take on the Tempo. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Game coverage available on Victory Sports Plus. Minnesota enters with a record 23-6 on the season. Best record in the WNBA. They are riding an 8-game winning streak. And tonight from 6:30 to 7 p.m., you can tune in right here on WDAY Radio with Big Game James McCarty and myself to listen to Primetime Sports. We'll get you up to date in the wide, wide world of sports.
And for those keeping track, weather-wise, as of yesterday, we hit 90 degrees again. So 14 days in the month of July, we've hit 90 degrees. Which we've tied July of 1988 and July of 1989, 14 days, 90-degree heat. And, you know, we're wrapping up July here tomorrow, so, and it looks like we're going to be a few degrees shy, so. But in the record books, I guess.
Ta-da! Hooray.
Yes. All right, partly to mostly cloudy today and humid. The morning should be dry. For the most part, there's some spots that are seeing some scattered showers, but nothing close to us. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight. Those storms could contain some small hail and gusty winds. 86 for our high, winds south 10 to 15, low of 63. And Dean has that shower and thundershower activity at 70%. So positive about this. I'm thinking, yes, we'll see it.
Let's hope so.
Tomorrow, partly sunny, 86 for the high, north winds 5 to 15. Saturday, sunny, breezy, 87 for the high, south winds 5 to 10. It's going to be a hot one on Sunday. Breezy as well, 95 for the high, south winds 15 to 25. Looking ahead, Monday's going to be hot, 91 for the high, and then looks like low 80s on Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's a little variety.
That would have been nice in the month of July here.
Yeah, a little bit. It'd be nice to have some variety, but, you know.
I mean, the 90s were fine, but they were just, like, strung along for weeks and weeks and weeks.
I know,
just,
right?
Like, give us a little break of a, you know, and there was one break, I think, that we had where it dropped down a little bit. But, yeah, it would have been nice to mix things up a little bit, but that was not the case. Very humid out there, partly cloudy. We have 74 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, dew point at 72, and our winds are out of the south, 7 miles an hour. 5:10, we're going to get your national news in now from ABC, then a song in the morning and question of the morning coming up. Good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, sticky start to our day. We do have rain in our forecast later on today. Scattered showers and thunder showers, 74 degrees, dew point very close to the temperature, so it is sticky, dew point at 72. We are looking for a high temp today right around 86. Today also live auction day right here on WDAY Radio and our social media pages. Be watching and listening for that on the Jay Thomas Show from 2 to 4. We have so much stuff that's going to be up on the auction block. Steve Hallstrom, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, Janae and Jay Thomas will be hosting that auction, and I'm looking forward to it. There's just a ton of stuff. If you want to see what we have listed, you can go to WDAYRadioNow.com. Midway down the page, look for the live auction, and you can do that. I mean, there's a sampling of so much stuff.
Yeah, guitars, gym memberships, power tools, a suite to a Red Hawks game, grills, sides of beef, a backyard greenhouse, a dinner for eight at ZD's. Just so much stuff. They keep adding stuff. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot to auction off.
Yeah, maybe everything's not even listed on the website yet, but there's a lot of stuff already there if you want to check it out. No reserve prices. Everything sells. Bids will be done only by phone because can't be having people bidding on Facebook is what if we don't see it, you know? So we're only doing it by phone. But yeah, tune in this afternoon, 2 to 4, right here on WDAY Radio and the Flag, as well as our Facebook Live and YouTube pages, and a fun event.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. And they'll do a nice job hosting that as well. All right, question of the morning. What makes your life easier? Give us a call. The Bathroom Store phone lines are open, 701-293-9000. You can email us on the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Contact Reed and his team today at GlassDoctorAuto.com because that chip can turn into a real budget buster. Or if you'd like, you can drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. 523, welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Fingers crossed, we should be seeing some rain later on today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. And it looks like 70% chance of that later today here in the metro as well as tonight. But there's some activity already skirting by up on the radar screen, especially up in the far ends of North Dakota. It looks up like in the Langdon area. And I see some parts of northern Minnesota were also seeing some shower and thunder shower activity. But hang in there. We think it's coming. I don't know. Maybe Dean will change her mind when he gets in at 6.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I'm thinking we're going to see it. He was fairly confident yesterday that it would be coming down.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things, like you said, we'll have to see.
And it could be like, you could get it in West Fargo, but maybe in Moorhead we don't get it.
Yeah, I mean,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, in the month of July when we have had in just a tiny bit of precipitation, it's been pretty scattered because I think there was a day where we might have got some sprinkles in West Fargo, but you guys had nothing over in Moorhead. And then there's other times, you know, you'll have one side of the metro area will get an inch and the other side gets, you know, barely anything. So it's really pretty random, but it'd be nice to have widespread rain across the eastern part of North Dakota. So
yeah, I would say not just here in Fargo Moorhead, a lot of you in our listening area are looking for that rain too. So fingers crossed, we will be seeing it here today. Our question of the morning on Bonnie and Friends, we want to know what makes your life easier. Could run the gamut. Lots of different responses already coming in on our Facebook page. Give us a call on the Bathroom Store phone lines, 701-293-9000. From a shower install to a complete overhaul, they specialize in residential remodeling with professional installation. Free, no obligation estimates, always on budget, always on schedule, thebathroomstorend.com. You can email us in the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at WDAYRadioNow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. And like I said, it can be anything. There's a couple things that I thought about. A working vehicle. How hectic and stressful is that? Like if you have vehicle issues, right?
Yeah, I mean, and we, this winter, I mean, I was having a weird issue with my, you know, newer vehicle thanks to, you know, obviously modern technology. I was having some issues with
new vehicles.
And so I had to borrow my wife's, and then we had to coordinate because, you know, she works at times. And so then it's like, okay, can I take it now and go to work, and I'll bring it back so you can go to work, or whatever the case is. So that was a cluster for a couple of days. And, you know, if you don't have that working vehicle, I mean, then how do you get around?
Exactly. It leads to stress, right?
Yeah. Even when it was not a main vehicle, but when I had my old Honda Pilot needed a new radiator put in, and at first I didn't know exactly what was wrong with it. All of a sudden, then I got to get it towed to the shop. The shop's got to look at it and tell me what their diagnosis is, and then you find out what it is, and you find out how much it's going to cost. And you're like, well, this is the only way to fix it, so going to have to spend the money on it. And, you know, so a working vehicle,
to
a vehicle
issue.
Get you
to and from work, get you to appointments, doctor's appointments, you know, maybe you got to get kids to school, right?
Yep.
It does. Mm-hmm. I say that makes my life easier.
Absolutely.
Also, I mean, granted, I use my phone mostly for computer use, but for many, many different things. But I also so think with my phone making my life easier is keeping tracks of, like, I have notes for all different kinds of things, or my grocery list instead of, you know, back in the day, first of all, it was a sheet of paper. Then it went to, like, a Post-it notes, you know, and now it's just like, oh, that's so handy. It's right in my phone. That makes my life easier.
And then there's so many times that, you know, we still write down things we need on a list on the fridge. And sometimes I put that stuff on my phone so that way I have it with me if I go to the store and I don't grab the list or whatever. But lists, you know, usually help. Your phone is a big thing that makes life easier, because I know yesterday I'm getting the last 2 days, I should say, I'm getting work messages and calls on my phone at home. So if I don't have that, well, then nobody's going to get a hold of me, because, you know, that's kind of how I am with this job. My work phone is my cell phone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So people need to get in touch with me for work. That's how they get in touch with me. So you've got your work email on it. You got personal email on it. I've got all my appointments, you know, with doctor's appointments and things on there, which I need on there, because sometimes...
Your calendar, right?
Well, like last week, I had an appointment and I thought it was at 11:45 like the others, and it turns out it was 11:15. And thankfully, my appointment, they didn't have anybody after me at 11:45, so they just worked me in. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. So,
but yeah,
my
for
bad.
Appointments, that's, I mean, your calendar's right there on your phone. So, 100% phones make my life, and I would say a lot of people's lives easier.
Well, and there's so many times where, you know, in the off season for sports, there's a lot of sports updates that go on. We're just starting, you know, training camps for NFL, so there's a lot of NFL information out there, NBA information, with James and I working in the sports world, so we want to be up to date on that. I mean, I know you're on your phone looking at news stories, things like that. So it's news, it's weather, it's work stuff on there. There's a lot of things that we use our phones for. Their phones are not just phones anymore. They're portable mini computers that we use for everything. And a lot of times we're in here, you might use a laptop when you're there in the princess chair. I just have my phone, because I've got all my apps on there that I need to look at on there.
I'm so used to, I've worked off a phone probably for 15, 20 years that I'm so used to working off my phone. And that's, I would be lost without it. And my phone, in terms of telephone calls, that's probably the least used thing.
Absolutely.
I hate when my phone rings, and it's always my son or son-in-law or husband. It's like, why text? Like, why are you calling me?
Exactly.
I just to get annoyed by phone calls.
I know. I'm like, the other day someone called, and I'm like, why are they calling? So I'm like, you know, they texted me, and I'm like, okay, that's
fine.
Some
people love to talk on the phone.
Well, sometimes it is more direct and easier to kind of deal with directly, just talking to somebody.
If you're driving or something.
I mean, sometimes here when you're in an office, no matter what the type of office setting is, I mean, yeah, you can send an email to somebody, but if you just walk across the hall and talk to them in their office, sometimes that's quicker and easier.
Yeah.
So that's why some people do want to talk on the phone, but so that way maybe nothing's taken out of context or anything either. So,
well, my three boys just like to talk on the phone. Yeah. I think it's just like, why do you text? I'm busy, and I'm always and every time my husband calls, I am like in the middle of something. I'm either baking, my hands are dirty, and I'm in my plants. It's like he has got the worst timing when it comes to phone calls of anybody I know.
Well, to be fair, I think anytime the husband asks the wife anything,
that's
it's the
annoying.
Wrong time.
That's true, too. Absolutely. Yeah. What makes your life easier? That's our Bonnie and Friends Question of the Morning. Give us a call on the Bathroom Store phone line, 701-293-9000, thebathroomstorend.com. You can email us on the Glass Dr. Auto inbox at studio@wdayradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Jamie says, beer and God. I like that. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Sometimes, you know, you have a hard day at work and you just want to go home or stop at the local, you know, bar and have a couple drinks, and it helps some people relax and unwind.
It does.
And God's always good
for
a response.
Lawn Man said his air fryer.
Yeah. And what a handy. Like I said, I never thought I wanted one of those till I won one at the Christmas party. I think air fryers are amazing.
Yeah, I used it last night. It's already kind of like the pre-cooked chicken chunks, but you just throw it in the air fryer for 10 to 15 minutes and heat them up. And then
you're
boom.
Not heating up your whole house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I totally get that, Lon, because air fryers take a lot of time off of the whole cooking issue. So
my son-in-law, he's just obsessed with his Blackstone grill. So he did burgers. And actually, he did Brussels sprouts on there, too, which were phenomenal. And mushrooms and onions last night. But then my daughter used her air fryer to make some fries. She had sweet potato and regular fries in there. And it's like, and when you use that air fryer, you're not heating up your whole kitchen. Yeah. It doesn't throw off heat like your oven does.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. It does throw off some heat because, I mean, I can definitely feel that from our air fryer.
Well, yeah, but nothing like an oven.
No, I mean, because the kitchen, I mean, like I said, in our house, our kitchen is pretty close to where the thermostat is. And so all of a sudden you're cooking in the kitchen. All of a sudden the thermostat says it's 77 degrees in there. And you're just like, all right, well, I guess the air conditioner is going to kick on and run for a long time. Now all of a sudden you're downstairs in the lower level and you're like, it's cold down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, my daughter last night too, I'm like, okay, do you want me to bring anything? And they are like such sweets person. Do you have any desserts? I'm like, yeah, I got chocolate chip cookies that nobody's eating downstairs. I go downstairs. Wouldn't you know, my husband got into them. There was five left. So I'm like, I have stuff because I bought stuff for Rice Krispie bars like 2 weeks ago. Never made them because my nephew's kids were in town. I thought I'd make them. Didn't get around to making them. So it's like, I can do that. And you're not heating up the whole kitchen. It was like 5 minutes on the stovetop and people were happy. You know what you do? You make them fancy. You put sprinkles on them. I always did that when my kids were little too. It's just like, and then my husband thinks he won't eat them. He doesn't like them with sprinkles. But it's like, I don't care. They're not for you. They're for the kids.
Who doesn't like sprinkles?
I know. It makes Rice Krispie bars even fancier.
I was going to say, any extra thing you can, I mean, if you could throw in a, if you make Rice Krispie treats with Cocoa Krispies and maybe throw in a few chocolate chips and then pick a chocolate drizzle across the top, super fancy.
Yeah, I had some Reese's peanut butter cereal. Yep. I thought about doing that and it's like, well, I actually like that. So why am I going to waste that on the Rice Krispie bars?
Exactly. Although there was a time, I can't remember what I made Rice Krispie treats out of. I can't remember if I used something like Frankenberry or something like that. So it was a sweet cereal to begin with, and then you're mixing marshmallows with it, you know? And my wife was like, why would you do that? That if it's sweet cereal, plus, I mean, that's too much. Well, and I'm like, oh, no, it's not.
Some people like it. My daughter did it with Fruity Pebbles last week because it was 2 weeks ago because I was stopping at the store. I already had it on my list because I needed Rice Krispies. And I'm like, do you need anything? She goes, can you either get me Rice Krispies or Fruity Pebbles or something because I want to make Rice Krispie bars. So she did it with the Fruity Pebbles. So, yeah, you can do anything with it. Question of the morning, what makes your life easier if you want to weigh in? The bathroom store phone lines are open, 701-293-9000. You can email us on the Glass Doctor Auto Inbox, studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Like I said, it can be absolutely anything. And I love Janet when she shares pictures. She's got a sweet, beautiful kitty, ginger kitty.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, right? That's another thing. I mean, she's there loving you in the morning, purring, probably looking for food. You get home sometimes, from, say, at work.
Sometimes later in the afternoon when they're hungry and you haven't fed them on their schedule, schedule hasn't changed, but they get really hangry.
Just Leo.
And then they run up and they bite you for no reason. Mm-hmm. Of course, that doesn't happen to me. That happens to someone else in the house. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, your cat is food motivated. Yeah. But, you know, she'll get home from work. There's sweet ginger kitty right there to love her. And that does. It reduces your stress and it does make your life easier.
It does. I mean, and that's why, I mean, there's been a lot of miles walked and we haven't done it much in the last few years based on me just not liking the winter weather walks and of course health issues and stuff. But, you know, I can't say enough about my dog Luna. I mean,
I could walk your Luna, but you'd have to pay me. Because I'd have to drive all the way over for morning.
Aren't I paying you with being here in the morning?
Not enough.
Oh, okay. But no, my Luna, she's just the sweetest dog, and she just, you know, loves to be around people. She's obviously very curious about other dogs, and of course, I'm always worried about her getting active with other dogs because she's a big dog, but I don't think it's really that big of a deal.
But she makes your life easier because she reduces your stress, right?
Except for when she needs to go out when it's either cold or windy and rainy.
And then you got to wipe her paws off, and she makes a mess.
That's just part of owning a dog.
I know.
You just have to do it.
But, yeah, having a pet, that always reduces stress in your life. So,
what makes your life easier? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. Give us a call. The bathroom store phone lines are open, 701-293-9000, thebathroomstorend.com. Email the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at WDAYradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, we're going to get your national news and sports in from ABC. 5:41 Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Subaru builds vehicles to last, and Corwin Subaru, they'll help you find the right one. An incredible 96% of Subaru vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. That's a higher longevity rate than Honda or Toyota, proving that when you choose a Subaru from Corwin Subaru in Moorhead, you are getting a vehicle built for the long haul. We do have rain in our forecast. Dean will be in about 20 minutes with more details on that, but it looks like dry here in the metro through the morning hours, but chances of rain increase throughout the afternoon hours and into the evening. Fingers crossed we'll get some much appreciated or appreciable rain here in the FM metro. Question of the morning, what makes your life easier? Bathroom store phone lines are open, 701-293-9000, thebathroomstorend.com. You can email us on the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at WDAYradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Dave in Grand Rapids, good morning. He says his home computer to pay bills online, also his smartphone, uses it for work.
Yeah, I mean, what did I just pay the other day? I think it was my utility bill from the city of West Fargo. You can pay that online. Mm-hmm. Although I don't like the fact that there's a convenience fee, just because
because
credit card companies, et cetera, they charge a fee, et cetera. So
that's kind of annoying. So my son needed to do his tabs for his vehicle, and he, of course, couldn't read the information on it, whatever. He tried doing it, and he's like, I got stuck. Can you just do it? So yesterday I was over at his house, and I was just doing it, and it's like, they were cheap. They were like 65 bucks, whatever. And I'm like looking at it. It's like, yeah, I was going to add the 1.5% if you did you. So it's like, seriously, I had a picture of a check blank because I had to use a check recently.
Yeah.
So I was able to put my routing and account number in there to not get dinged with an extra fee. I mean, granted, on 65, and it's his money anyway, but still.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, for the longest time, actually, Wells Fargo had an option where you could put in a bill and they would send out a check for you at no cost. So you didn't have to write out a check. So you didn't have to waste a check blank. Mm-hmm. You also didn't have to use a stamp. But they say they're not accepting electronic checks or something. And I don't think that's exactly the same thing I was doing. But since they have it online, you could pay it. I just pay it. But, you know, 1% or 2%, whatever it is, all of a sudden there's an extra $4. Yeah. And you're just like,
well, and if it's a reoccurring monthly thing, I think, and maybe they've changed it, but I think it's still, and I get it, right? Because that's got to get absorbed somehow. I think I initially was going to do Moorhead Pub. No, because I do, that's automatic. I don't know. There was one fee out of Moorhead, and that was the thing with your credit card or whatever. It was going to charge you extra. And it's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do it
that
way.
They don't have an option, I don't think, on West Fargo's to pay by your checking account, because then it's like basically an electronic funds transfer. So then there's no fee associated with that.
Right.
It's one account going to another. But when they use your card, well, then there's a fee. But usually the cards that I use, we get, you know, 1%, 2% back on stuff like that. So then it's kind of like you.
Yeah, and if you keep that in mind, that's a good point.
Yeah, there. And I mean, I have to remember that, because that is what happens, because we switch credit card, so it's a 2% reward. So basically we're breaking even on that transaction.
Right.
You know, it's silly stuff like that. But
auto bill pay, how about that for making your life easier?
That is
right.
That is convenient, because then you know, it's like I get the gas bill, which predominantly is just the fireplace. We get the mortgage, we get, I don't know, insurance payments, whatever it is that you have, the automatic payment, cell phone bill. They'll send you the bill, and you're just like, okay, and you got to double check to make sure the bill's correct usually. But you're like, oh, you're signing up for auto payment, so it'll be automatically paid on this date. And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Or your house payment or your car payment, like everything. It's like,
yeah.
There's only a couple things that I actually write a check for, and it's just for a couple people who, you know, like personal accounts who don't
take
debit cards. It's like my sister in her greenhouse. She doesn't monkey with debit cards, because when you're a small business too, it adds to the expenses.
Yeah, I think the last time I can remember you really having to use a check was because You could pay it online, it said, but it said it needed an invoice number, and on the bill they send you, there was no invoice number. So I had to write a check for the ambulance company, which I'm like, what the heck? You say all you need is this invoice number. There's no invoice number on it.
Yeah, another thing, weird. Too, that's made life easier, too, because I know my hairdressers, they don't do the debit cards, but Venmo works in Zelle. That's a Wells Fargo. Isn't there Cash App or something,
too? Yeah, there's a Cash App, too. But, I mean, Zelle is I don't know if it's primarily Wells Fargo, but it's one that some of the banks use, so you can use that. And obviously Venmo is a big one for a lot of people.
But, made life easier.
Oh, it is. I mean,
you don't have to run to the cash machine to go get cash because, you know, if people have Venmo or whatever.
Yeah, and I had, when we had a couple, you know, just a few pictures taken for my youngest for senior pictures, it was easy to pay the photographer. Just you can just Venmo me. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's done.
Or PayPal, you know, whatever you have hooked up. Yeah, that's definitely made life easier. Ruben says being single makes his life easier.
A lot of times it does, yes.
Yeah. Barb says just enjoying coffee every day.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there's some people
she enjoys it and it relaxes her, I'm sure.
Some people, if they don't get their coffee, then
some people need coffee.
Yeah. If they don't get their coffee, then they're going to be cranky.
What makes your life easier? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. Give us a call on the Bathroom Store phone line, 701-293-9000, thebathroomstorend.com. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
Ben, Detroit Lake.
Hi, Ben. How are you today?
I'm doing swell.
Good.
Making it through the heat, so.
Yeah, looking for some rain your way, too, I would imagine.
Oh, I'm hoping. We're hoping.
I know. Fingers crossed we get it.
Yep. It didn't look like much this morning, though, and I looked at my phone yesterday. It was crazy at, like, 1, and then now it looks like there's nothing.
Yeah, well, Dino's been saying not until this afternoon, so we'll see. He's in about 10 minutes or so, but he's been saying this afternoon into the evening and maybe the early overnight hours, too, is the best chance of when we'll start to see that.
Well, even better. That means I'm going to have a full day of work today.
There you go. Make some money.
Yeah.
Well,
what's made my life easier is my Roomba vacuum. I don't have to vacuum. As long as my dog doesn't flip it over or get it stuck in the couch or something.
There you go. Yeah, a lot of people have the Roomba or whatever type of version of the, what do you call it, electric or
robotic vacuum.
Robotic. Yeah, absolutely. That's one less job you have to do.
Yeah, as long as my dog leaves it alone, though. She, like, thinks the vacuum's her toy. So.
I've heard those horror stories, too, about...
There's a turd on the floor or something.
Cat. Oh, yeah, cat or dog.
I know my dog won't do any of that.
Oh, thank
she's
goodness.
A pretty good dog, so...
Yeah.
That's sweet. What's your dogger's name?
No, we got Nova. She's a blue-nosed pit bull.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
How old is she?
She's about 7. I don't really know because I saved her when she was young. She had severe frostbite on her feet and ears and stuff. So not exactly sure how old she is.
She's your sweetheart.
I've had her for about 5 years, so she's about 1 or 2. So
that's awesome.
I don't know. But yeah, she won Pup of the Week a couple of years ago.
Oh,
nice.
Really?
So that was cool. She was in her pajamas. The kids get her pajamas. She was in her dinosaur pajamas. So.
She sounds like she's probably a very patient dog with the kids getting her dressed up, probably.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, for sure. She doesn't like, the only time she'll ever get kind of, like, not mean, but, like, pick on me is when I'm picking on the kids. She, like, gets between us, and she's like, no, don't do that.
She's protective.
Yeah.
But other than that, she's a great dog. I mean, this is my second one that I've had that I saved. So
good for you.
Yeah, that's the best way to go is to be able to adopt a dog, you know, and that's what we did with our dog. And, it was one of those ones where the funniest part of the story for my dog, Ben, is that we went to go look at a different dog. It wasn't going to be the right dog for us based on it didn't like cats, and we had cats at the time. And we found this one, and she was more interested in us than any of the other dogs, and we couldn't say no. Mm-hmm. So we had to go back and adopt her. So sometimes they find you.
That's how it happened. My first one I saved from some people up in Fargo. They just had her chained and very malnourished. Mm-hmm. And then when she passed away, this other one, one of our friends saw her sitting outside like for most of the winter, and so I walked up, and she was all happy looking at me, and I walked up to the door and just offered them a little bit of cash, and they said, take the dang thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's good,
That's awesome. So, yeah, and we get a lot of benefits out of our pets, too.
Yeah, she's my best friend, that's for sure.
Give her some extra pats on the head and some belly rubs from us, okay?
Oh, I will for sure. You guys have a great day.
You too, Ben. Good hearing from you. It is 5:51, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studio. What makes your life easier? Love chatting with you. Love to hear your responses. Give us a call. The Bathroom Store phone lines are open, 701-293-9000, thebathroomstorend.com. You can email us on the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at WDAYradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Crash says his wife. I bet she does.
He was paid to say that. Well, actually, wasn't paid to say
be
that.
Be a good little Crash, and, she'll life is good. Life is easy.
She gave him a look, and he was like, yes, dear.
Oh, yeah, Mark. Lately, he says air conditioning.
Yeah, you know, there was the other night. I don't know why I woke up. Maybe it was in my dream, but I thought I heard like a you know, outside generator or something running, and was my like first thought. And of course, I wake up and I fell asleep on the couch. I think I might have grabbed a blanket, because at times when you fall asleep, that's when you're chilly, but then you wake up and you're hot. So I wake up and I'm kind of warm or whatever, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, did my air conditioning go out? And I was just kind of dazed and confused from my dream or whatever. So it was fine. Everything was fine. But yeah, I panicked a little bit, like, oh no, what if the air conditioning goes out?
That would stink. Mm-hmm. We did deal with that last summer, and that was not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Robert says lots more and more money. Lots of money.
Yeah. I mean,
money can make your life easier.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay this bill, or how am I going to food on the table, you know?
And it's not one of those things where you're making the joke. It's like, oh, money doesn't buy happiness. And then you're like, well, you don't know where to shop then. But I mean, it's one of those things when you have sustained income and you know that you can pay your bills and you don't have to worry about not being able to pay your bills, that is a huge stress reliever. And it makes life easier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love to hear your responses. What makes your life easier? 5:53 today, WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel is going to be down in Baltic, South Dakota. We'll be hearing from her live at 7:20, but we're going to get an update from her right now. 5:55, Lawn and Garden Radio Day on Bonnie and Friends, brought to you by Cars Tree Service, Cheyenne Gardens, and Comfort King. Mr. Kinsler joining us in studio coming up at 7:10. If you have any lawn, garden, or tree questions, you can email them in early if you would like to the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at WDAYradionow.com, or pick up the phone, give us a call when he gets on the air with us at 7:10. We were just talking about our love for our pets with Ben and his dog and stuff. I had come across a story day before yesterday. I didn't realize this, and maybe you are aware. There's actually pet hospice that's available. Did you know that?
No, because I guess for me, I mean, we've had three cats since we have been here in North Dakota, because we brought one with us, and he got old, and I couldn't get myself in the mental state to say, yeah, we need to, you know, put him down, just for the simple fact that, you know, his quality of life is not good, and he's aging, he's sick, etc. I mean, I just didn't feel like I could make that choice. The second cat had feline leukemia, and we had to because he was not well. And then the third one, you know, also had feline leukemia and just eventually got sick, and it was fairly quick, and he passed away. But
that's the worst part about owning a pet.
Exactly.
You know, but it's reality.
Yeah, and I've already thought I don't really know how I'm going to react, because Luna's been my first dog. I've always wanted a dog. I get this beautiful dog, and she's been a big part of my life for the last, it's been the last 7 years now. There's been a lot of things that have happened in these 7 years, you know, and she's been there through all of it. So when the time comes, I mean, hospice for it. I mean, I understand what hospice is, but a lot of times to me, I think that's usually, I mean, if you can get it at your home, that's one thing, but, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. Because
to me, a lot of times hospice makes it sound like it's going to be someplace you're going to take them, and they're not going to be in your home, and you can do what you need to do. But
I don't know. There's a nationwide pet hospice group called Lap of Love. I had never heard about it. I knew you can get pet insurance.
Sure,
I didn't
know
that there was hospice for pets.
Neither did I.
Worst thing is when we lost our Shih Tzu, Miss Ginger, she was almost 17.
Mm-hmm.
It happened during COVID.
Yeah.
And that's when this was like the height of COVID.
Yeah.
We basically had to hand her over to the vet tech, and they took her in and put her down. Like, you didn't even get to sit there with her and say goodbye, which, I mean, that's a That's a pretty important thing with your pets,
it,
too. You
it
know?
Is, and our cat that we did have to put down because the other two died on their own then in our home. The one that we put down, my youngest was younger at that point in time, and we weren't really sure how she would deal with being there for that. So her and my wife had basically stepped out of the room, so I was there with him. And still, that's it's
the worst.
I mean, and the only thing you can think of is that at least their last thoughts and sights and sounds are going to be there with you.
And
you know?
they knew they were loved and they had a good life. And then you just figure all the benefits that you had from your pet.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things that they always say that, you know, the pet is a part of your life for a short time, but to them, you're their whole world.
You're their everything.
You know, and
right?
that is what makes pets, in a sense, you know, at times so much better than people, is that every time you leave the house and you come home and you have a dog, I mean, it's like you've been gone for years and they finally reunited with their best friend. And it's like, I just went to the mailbox, honey. I just walked to the mailbox and came back. I know you're excited to see me again, but I come home from work and she's there wagging her tail. Cat's a different story. He gets up and he thinks he's going to get something to eat, but that, you know, that's him.
My life is going to get interesting next week because I have to nana sit because our second grandbaby's coming next week. So I get to nana sit for a couple of days, but that also involves a cat and a dog. Well, both of them have been acting funky because I think they know that there's change coming about. Yep. You know, Carly's 9 months pregnant and they know that something's up. Probably, especially the dog, cat could care less, but especially the dog not getting the attention because they also have a 2-year-old and they're busy.
Yeah.
So Mr. Odin lately has been going on for probably on and off for maybe a month or two, decides to poop in the house. And if they don't see it right away, then he eats it. But he'll leave a, Carly's like, he'll leave a little turd behind so you know what he did.
Well,
if he does that on Nana's watch, I'm not going to be happy with
him. So our cat is now 10, and not that that's super old, because our first cat that we brought back with us here was probably 14 when he passed away. And even 10, yes, he is a senior cat these days, and he has lost some weight finally over the years because he's been overweight. But I don't know if he has an issue going number two or what, but my wife... My wife recently bought a walking pad because she's wanted one because she doesn't want a big, you know, huge, treadmill. All of a sudden, I hear her yelling at the cat upstairs, Leo, what did you do that for? And I'm like, what? And she finally comes downstairs. And she goes, Leo pooped on my walking pad.
That's funny.
So she's like, I had to put it in my office so he wouldn't be able to do that. But sometimes he poops in the litter box like he's supposed to. Other times, I don't know if he's having issues pooping regularly or what his issue is, but there'll be turd balls either out here on linoleum in the dining room kitchen area or other places on a rug somewhere. And yesterday, for some reason, not only did he poop outside the litter box, he did it on our walking pad. So I thought it was kind of funny, but yeah,
so do I.
I'm like, just put it on its side so he can't sit on it and poop on it. And she's like, no, I put it in my office so he can't get to it. And I'm like, all right, whatever you want.
It happens. All right, when's that rain coming? Are we getting it? Who's getting it? We'll find out from Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki coming up. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 6:01.
6:03, time for a check on that local forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Dino, super hot yesterday.
Yes.
Can we take it down a notch today?
We'll
maybe?
Take it down a little bit today, due to the for good reason, due to the fact that we'll have some thunderstorms move into the area later this afternoon. Now, there's some thunderstorms on radar right now, just popping up from about Bismarck up to McCluskey. They're moving generally in a slow northerly direction, and we'll see more of those storms kind of pop up as we head throughout the day. But the first half of the day is going to be dry here in the valley and in the lakes country. So if you have any outdoor plans, you're good to go this morning into early afternoon. And we'll see an increase in clouds throughout the day. We're currently in the low to mid 70s across the area this morning. It's a muggy start.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And we'll see those thunderstorms develop after about 2 o'clock or so this afternoon. We'll have highs today in the upper 80s to near 90 with south winds about 5 to 15. Those showers and thunder showers continue into the early overnight, probably ending by about midnight or so. They'll push out of the area with lows in the low 60s. And then we'll keep things, well, moderately hot, if you will, on Friday and Saturday. Mid to upper 80s on Friday, right around 90 on Saturday. And then the heat returns, mid to upper 90s on Sunday and Monday, with windy conditions on Sunday. Now, how much rain are we expecting? And I'm not kidding you on this. This is what the models are going. Mm-hmm. Anywhere between nothing and 1 3/4 inches. How's that for a range? Mm. And a lot of that depends on exactly where these storms develop. And the models just don't handle that very well. But you're going to get a good example. Let's say a thunderstorm pops up over West Fargo and starts to travel southward, because that's a general direction eventually they're going to be moving. First, they'll be moving in from the west and then southward. Mm-hmm. Let's say a thunderstorm pops up over West Fargo, and they pick up a quick 3/4 inch, and then Moorhead gets nothing.
See, mm-hmm. we discussed that that's scenario exactly, earlier. That's a possibility.
That's the exact scenario that could pop up with some of these storms. So I'm thinking a general half inch or so across the area. The one thing the models were all in agreement on is the far southeastern corner of the state into far northeastern South Dakota, and then translate that into Lakes Country. Mm-hmm. Those areas picking up about 1 to 1.5 inches.
Okay.
So that is almost a foregone conclusion with the heaviest rain down to our south. The FM area is going to be right, again, on the northern end of this, and I'm thinking right around 1/2 inch. If we're lucky and we get caught under one of these storms, we could conceivably pick up 3/4 to 1 inch. Mm. But I think in general about 1/2 inch. But again, we're going to get that scenario where one part of town could get nailed, and then across the river in Moorhead or Yulin, you don't get much. Or vice versa. It could be vice versa, too.
So is it going to be, okay, it'll start raining, and then it's going to stop, or is it going to be steady, steady, steady? Or is there going to be multiple waves?
I think we'll see a couple of waves. One wave coming in late afternoon and in the evening, then we might see a break. Then as a cold front hits, we could see a little more on that cold front closer to midnight. So that's the way it looks right now.
And the cold front putting us in the mid to upper 80s.
Yeah. Well, some super cold front. Cold. Some cold front.
Well, it's cooler.
It is, yeah. But I do have better news for next week. I think we might be able to give the air conditioners a rest next week.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. We fest good sleeping or passing out weather. Yeah.
Good sleeping or passing out weather. Yes, sure. That is a very, very good description.
Wow.
Bonnie's been there before, obviously.
I was there as an observer before, babysitting people who couldn't
babysitting.
Take care of themselves.
Yeah, I can
and
see
behave.
That.
even a mom before I was a mom.
Yeah.
Somebody's got it.
No doubt, no doubt. But at least we've got rain in the forecast.
Yeah.
And there's a couple chances possible later next week, too. So we're getting into more next week into more of what appears to be a northwest flow pattern. And that not only brings in more moderate heat, not as hot, but it also brings in more chances for at least isolated showers. So
that'd be good.
Yeah. So that's the way it looks as a little bit of a pattern change. Probably last a week or so before the heat. I am expecting the heat to return after that first week in August.
Heat,
yeah.
Which,
I mean, that's typical.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't care. Like, it's long, you give them a little break, which would have been nice the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Just fine. If you're going to give me 90s, like, dip it down a little bit for a day or two, right? Like,
To make Bonnie happy for
Well, and to make you work for a change. This has been easy street for you the last few weeks. Oh, 97 today.
Imagine
98 today.
Imagine when I worked in Arizona. Now you talk about easy.
Yeah.
Sunny and hot. Oh, it's monsoon season. Chance for an afternoon storm. Back to you, Phyllis.
Be wary of the lightning.
Yeah.
Well, we like to make your life easy. So what?
No, you don't. Yeah. You like to make my life difficult.
I do. It's fun torturing you. What makes your life easier, though? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning.
Being single, though.
Well, yeah, Ruben said the same thing.
Being single?
Well, that's true. You can keep those words. That's true.
No, actually, what makes my life easier? I would say,
a lot of us have said, like, computers and cell phones. I said a working vehicle, because how stressful is that if your vehicle's in the shop and you're trying to figure out how to get to work or appointments? Mark said air conditioning in the heat.
Boy, no doubt.
Right?
I would say technology.
Yeah.
Technology really makes life easier because, I mean, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago,
you know, banging away on the typewriter.
We had to get our laptop out and now
the typewriter.
Yeah, and now we can get, now we can just do everything on our phone if we want.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know, I'll be out and about and somebody's like, hey, what's the latest weather look like? So I'll punch it up. Look at the short-term models. Here, here you go. Yeah. See?
Well, my last career, we had agents that started well before me, and they had to do like all of their spreadsheets by hand. And if they wrote their report, they'd have to give it to like a typing pool to make extra copies of. They would type out the whole thing for them. So, wow. I mean, that was probably, you know, I don't know if that was in the 80s or, you know, even into the 90s or something like that. But they had to have people type things up because, you know, you didn't have computers like we had when I started in the, you know, early 2000s. So, I mean, technology keeps evolving.
Oh, man.
Technology, you look at it just from a health perspective. Technology that helped save my life wasn't available about 5 years before I was in the hospital.
Well, it's robots that they're using for different surgeries.
Yeah.
And that's only going to get better.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You know?
I mean, the way medical technology keeps advancing, I mean, you'll be surprised what we have in 5 years from now, heck, even 10 and 20 years from now, think of the possibilities going forward. Yep. So,
well, and Christy's brother, who had the double lung transplant, they said, you know, this... You know, 10 years ago, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So technology is medical really advancing.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
That gives us hope for when we get older.
Exactly.
Well, and then
all you got to have is some replacement parts. I mean, that's,
and a lot of people living longer lives too with not only that technology but medication that wasn't available. You know, that's
right.
Extending
technology,
the lives
medication,
of many people.
Information to be able to live those better lives have longer lives.
If you want to dive down in a rabbit hole here.
Okay.
Take us down with you. Where are we going?
You know, they think there's cures for a lot of these diseases, but the medical community is saying, we're making money off of this.
That's always the concern.
You hear that. Yeah. You know, is it true? I don't know, but you do hear people bring
that.
Somebody brought it up yesterday to me.
We can go down the rabbit hole of chemtrails and how the government is poisoning us and how.
You can
keep my mic
you
on.
Can turn his
keep
mic on. Get out of here. Go by it. Go over there. They're calling you down the hallway. Go over
You're
there.
You're late. You're late on the other station.
Alex wants to yell at you, so go down there. 611 Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Super. Studios. We are going to get your national news in from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty is in with your WDAY Radio Sports.
6:15, time for a check on the wide world of sports with our sports director, Big Game James McCarty.
PGA Tour Golf for the Rocket Classic at Detroit Country Club in Detroit, Michigan this weekend. Golfers began teeing off about 15 or so minutes ago. Very, very limited amount of golfers that have teed off, but you do have Brendan Todd and Joel Dahman, who are each one under par through a hole. There's a handful of golfers at even par right now. Tom Hoagie, he will tee off his opening round at right about 12:30 this afternoon. As for the Minnesota Lynx, they will return to the hardwood tonight. They're heading north of the border to Toronto to battle the tempo. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off. Coverage available on Victory Plus Sports Network Minnesota. The Lynx are 23-6 and are riding a league best 8-game winning streak. For the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, they would blow a lead and then ultimately walk off the Salt Dogs 7-6 on a Tripp Clark RBI double in the bottom of the ninth inning. Eric Chalice would give up 2 runs over 5 innings and a no decision. Parker Harm, a couple of scoreless innings. Mason Pulio, a little bit of defensive blunder. He gave up 3 runs, only one of which were earned, though, while recording 2 outs. Tyler Jeans did toss a scoreless ninth inning, earning the win. But Tripp Clark paced the offense with 2 RBI, including the walk-off double, while 4 other Redhawks would end up driving in a run. For the Redhawks, they improved to 33-30 on the year. They have a rubber match first pitch at 12:30 this afternoon, a business day game at Newman Outdoor Field against those very Salt Dogs. And for the Minnesota Twins, offense was just not there for them, actually, last night at all. They were shut out by the Kansas City Royals 4-0 on Wednesday night. Joe Ryan gave up all 4 runs over 6 innings of work. He was tagged to the loss. Kendry Rojas tossed 3 scoreless innings out of the pen, trying to keep the Twins in it. Minnesota tallied 5 hits and a walk and left all 6 runners on base. They were 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. They dropped to 54-55 in the year. They have a rubber match now against the Royals at 12:40 on Twins TV with Bailey Ober on the mound. Noah Cameron is countering for Kansas City. In other team news, Byron Buxton last night was placed on the 10-day IL with a right hip impingement. It's the same injury he actually got sent to the injured list prior to the All-Star break earlier this month with. So he re-aggravated it in Minnesota's 3-2 win over Kansas City on Tuesday night. And so far this season, in 82 games, he has 25 home runs. And a corresponding move, the Twins recall utility man Tristan Gray from AAA St. Paul. And as we're rounding out sports here for this hour tonight, Primetime Sports at 6:30. We'll get you ready to rock and roll as we approach the weekend, as NFL camps are underway, and well, college football began for Bison football yesterday morning, and their first day of fall camp. The Dragons will begin in a couple of days, same with the Cobbers as well. So it should be a fun show tonight.
6:18, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Coming up at 6:56, we bring you Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo. A music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs are going to be showcasing this song that started a two-week run on the Billboard charts at number one in 1966. And due to a distribution dispute, the song was actually available on two competing labels. Hmm. What song is it? What group is it? We will tell you. Flatland Music Flashback. There, this is kind of a cool story out of the Twin Cities. There's some people that really like to watch for different planes. I guess it's called tail spotting or whatever. Sometimes, for whatever reason, like we've had big planes that have had to land here at Hector. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're low on fuel or whatever the situation. I remember one year there was like a Russian Antonov, which was a huge plane, landed here at Hector. But down in the Twin Cities, there was some stormy weather around Chicago and Wisconsin. So 25 flights had to be diverted, and they're the type of flights that they usually don't see them at Twin Cities Airport.
Yeah.
Planes from Iberia, Nippon Airways, Austrian Airlines, EVA Air, I don't know where that is, China Southern Airlines, even Kalita Air, I'm not sure where that is either.
Not familiar with that one.
But yeah, I've never heard, probably because we've never heard of them here,
probably.
Right? Because they don't normally land here, but... they had to because of the weather. I guess it, routinely in Chicago, they might see flights like that. But it was something unusual for Twin Cities Metro, they say. MSP.
Hmm.
All right. I've been seeing this for a couple of days, and I've been meaning to talk about it. I haven't gotten around to it. This is a crazy, crazy story out of Montana, where a couple of gentlemen were hiking, and one of them slipped and got hurt, and it is so bizarre.
Yeah.
We will talk about it next. 6:22, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, Thursday morning, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. It's Lawn and Garden Radio Day. Don Kinsler will be joining us about 7:10 this morning. He's brought to you by Cars Tree Service, Cheyenne Gardens, and Comfort King. If you have any questions, you want to send them in early, you can certainly do that. You can email us on the Glass Dr. Otto inbox, studio@wdayradionow.com. Contact Reed and his team today at glassdoctorauto.com. They're your locally owned windshield repair shop. Or you can pick up the phone, give us a call on the Bathroom Store phone lines when Don gets on the air with us at 7:10, thebathroomstorend.com. Crazy story out of Montana. A couple of guys were out hiking, and one of them slipped and fell on his hiking pole, which impaled him. This hiking pole, it looks almost as big as, say, like a golf cue, right? What do you call it? Pool cue.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was confused. I don't know which way you were going.
No, pool cue.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big this thing looks.
Well,
44-inch steel tip pole.
Yeah, it's a big walking stick. It probably
but it's thick.
Yeah, it probably has on the one end, because I've seen them at least advertised on the old TikToks and stuff. I mean, you can get one side that, instead of having kind of like a rubber tip or whatever, a lot of people's canes that they walk around town, like they've got these little rubber.
Poker for climbing in the mountains.
Yeah, and so
terrain.
Obviously when he fell, I guess, did it puncture along, or was it just on
the... It went kind of like under his... It missed all vital organs, but it missed...
It's through
it, so
his
it went
skin,
under
obviously.
His armpit, through his skin, like, hugely, and it's like there. And the guy's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of assessed his situation.
Yep.
He's like, all right, I'm alert. There's a little pain, I would imagine. It was
obviously
more than a little. There's some blood. The pole wasn't moving, and he's breathing normally and stuff. Mm-hmm. And his buddies are like, "We need to call for help." And he's like, "No, we can make it." Hiked more than 6 hours or 10
miles
down to get to the trailhead where, mm-hmm. where they had a vehicle parked and they were able to get help. That's yep. insane.
I mean, because it's not going to be good to pull that out because that's always the
well,
thing.
He,
if you get,
he knew better than that.
Yeah, you get impaled by something like that, you pull it out, then all of a sudden you're going to be bleeding, right?
Right.
So
he, or you might end up, you know, cutting into
sure,
an organ
exactly.
that it just slightly missed or whatever.
He knew that his breathing wasn't affected, so my thought is, based on the picture, I think it obviously pierced through the skin. It didn't go between the ribs or anything and puncture a lung, so that's why he knew he could breathe fine. So
that's
I think
crazy,
he knew
though.
To leave it, but he had to hike all the way back and then get to the vehicle to get to a hospital to have everything taken care of, and there was a follow-up picture where there's just... You know, there's two Band-Aids where they probably put stitches to stitch him up. But, I mean, what...
He's very lucky.
Yeah, just, I mean, because that... It's just a random thing where he fell and then he ended up falling on his
yeah.
pole. And, I mean, all of a sudden you've got that. And, I mean, it could have been so much worse. I mean, he could have punctured a lung. I mean, then you're going to have to call, you know, 911 emergency, mm-hmm. you know, emergency responders to try and get them out there where your location's at. I mean, I might have... involved a helicopter, et cetera. I mean,
and he died right out
exactly.
there.
So, I mean, just
and
very
lucky.
His buddies
wanted to call a helicopter, mm-hmm. and he's just like, no, you know, with his nursing degree or
I
experience.
Guess, yeah. I mean, he knew what
but
he needed.
But 10 miles? With you're impaled? So, also, your arm's going to have to work a little differently because it went in
maybe
right
he could
under his arm.
Maybe he could have rested his arm on it.
I don't know. That's a crazy story. Mm-hmm. You can Google it if yeah. you want to see it. Like, that's like, ooh. Yeah, usually you would, like, sit down and wait for help to arrive.
Yeah,
but.
Exactly. I mean, I guess my question would be, with my brother being a nurse, I wonder if he would have done the same thing.
I think so. If you're mm-hmm. a nurse or doctor, clearly you're going to assess your situation and see if it's, like,
maybe
is
he's
this
just,
an emergency? Do I need yeah. help immediately? Or I can make do and I can get down.
Yeah. Maybe it's just so he has a cool story to tell all the ladies later.
Well, he definitely does have a cool story, no doubt about it, but he yeah. is very lucky.
Definitely very lucky. I mean, it's an amazing story, and it's kind of mind-boggling to not have had any major injuries in that situation. And now it makes me kind of reconsider, because I've seen those really cool walking sticks mm-hmm. where they've got, you know, things built in, like they've got a compass a compass built in and a paracord there, and they've got, if you unscrew this part, there's a fire starter in there, and there's a knife or something, or a little knife with kind of a serrated blade so you could cut down a tree if you're basically, you know, camping or something. But, you know, it's usually got the pointed tip like this guy had, and so now you're just like, maybe you don't want one of those if you're, you know, hiking and climbing on rocks and stuff, because you might fall down and get impaled
well,
on it. So, I mean,
and it was a freak accident. Right?
It was.
I mean, how do you anticipate something like that happening? You know, and these yeah. guys, I mean, this was a very challenging peak that they wanted to climb. Mm-hmm. They had been planning it a long time. Yeah. So who would have predicted that something like that? I mean, they yeah. obviously they were expert level mm-hmm. hikers if they were doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hundreds of people each year try to reach this rocky summit that they were after. It's called Granite Peak, and many come up short. They say, in fact, in 2019, a 65-year-old Minnesota man who was an experienced climber fell about 150 feet to his death after nearly reaching the top of that peak. So to get there with your buddies and then to get impaled.
Mm. Less than ideal.
Accidents can happen. Yep. They did they had a satellite Garmin to reach authorities and let them know what the situation was and that they planned to self-rescue. 10 miles, 6 hours, you guys.
They're like, okay.
Basically, like I said, like a pool cue hanging from you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big walking stick, probably diameter of a quarter, I suppose. You know, I mean, it's a good size one. It's a good heavy-duty hiking stick. So, I mean, like I said, he was able to somehow manage to get down all 6 miles, all 6 hours worth. And
now he's got great stories to tell for the rest of his life.
I guess the question would be is, like, did you finally make it all the way to the peak, or, you know, did you just have to kind of cut it short and have to go redo that again some other day?
It doesn't really say if they got there. They were crossing the froze to death plateau. I don't know what this means. They were crossing Montana's ominous froze to death plateau. That must be the name
That's the name of it.
Approaching the top of the highest peak when their adventure took a bizarre, dangerous turn. So they apparently did not make the top.
Way to go, Mike. Now we didn't even make it to the top.
No,
now we got to do it again.
We're going to keep going.
Mike, you stay here. We're going to go to the top. We'll meet up with you as you work your way down. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Under his armpit came out his back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is an interesting story.
And yeah. Definitely.
I mean, just to see the picture that you guys are going to
You're like,
oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. Rain in the forecast, please. Yes, many of us looking for that rain. Dino's in with our forecast coming up shortly. It is 6:30.
6:32. Time for a check on our local forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
Bonnie's trying to make me throw up this morning. She's laughing about it. I don't get it.
Me cause trouble?
Oh,
whatever
man.
Do you mean,
you're
Mr.
worse
Wysocki.
Than me. You are worse than me. Can you imagine if we lived in the same household growing up? Oh, my goodness.
Wow, man. You would have got smacked around a little bit.
One of me was enough for my mother. Yeah, she did not need you on top of me.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, we've got something in the forecast we haven't had for a while, and that's some much-needed rain. Now, we already have some thunderstorms blossoming up towards Bismarck up through McCluskey. Those are generally moving in a northward direction, and we'll see eventually some more storms develop towards the valley as we head into the afternoon. If you have any outdoor plans this morning, you're good to go. Even into early afternoon, I think you're good to go. Anytime after about 2 o'clock, I think we'll start to see showers and storms develop and push into the FM area. We're looking at highs today, upper 80s, and south winds about 5 to 15. Those showers and thunder showers will continue through about the midnight hour. Now, the amounts are going to vary depending on if you get caught under an individual thunderstorm, which may dump some brief heavy rain. But overall, I think we're looking at about a half inch of rainfall across the FM area. Now, there will be pockets that get an inch. But in general, I'm going to go on the lower side of this, predicting about a half inch. But like we said earlier, you know, you get a thunderstorm over West Fargo, could dump a quick 3/4 to an inch, and then Moorhead gets nothing.
West Fargo, you need to share with us if you get that rain.
Yeah, or vice, maybe. Like I said, or something could pop up over Moorhead, and then West Fargo gets a miss out.
Right.
So it's going to be kind of that hit and miss scenario. Hopefully your area gets some much needed rainfall, but everybody should get something out of this. And then Friday and Saturday will, well, cool things off a bit on Friday, mid-80s, and then warm it up. Light winds on Saturday, highs 90, windy and hot on Sunday, mid-90s on Monday, and then a cold front brings another chance for showers and storms Monday night into Tuesday morning, and that will bring in some less humid and a Canadian air mass with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s for Tuesday and Wednesday. So
nice.
Some cooler weather. Now, along with that, we'll probably see a little bit of upper-level smoke with that as well. So you can't have everything.
Yeah.
But at least we'll have some cooler weather coming in. We have some much-needed rain coming in later today. So hopefully it's something to make everybody happy. I know that's hard to do. But I know our farmers are really hurting bad.
So many communities and people are looking for rain.
Boy, I'll tell you. And at least over the next 10 days, although I'm not seeing a whole lot in our area, I am seeing a whole lot to our south. Like I said, areas of the far, far southeastern part of the state, hugging that North South Dakota border, and then push that into southern Lakes country out towards Fergus. Those areas could pick up 1 to 2 inches of rain out of this today. Mm-hmm. So heavy rain for sure to the south of the FM area, but here in the FM area, we're right on the northern end of that. So we'll keep an eye on it. Hey, we'll take anything.
Something, anything,
we'll
please.
We'll take anything will help. Yeah. No doubt.
Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to get another one of you qualified for the ultimate gridiron getaway in Vegas. Round trip airfare for two, Fargo to Vegas, 3 nights in a hotel, 2 VIP tickets to see Fargo's favorite green and gold college football team versus UNLV October 10th. You've got unlimited premium food buffet, alcoholic beverages. 4 times a day, you can get qualified here. 3 times a day, something like that. 3 or 4 times a day.
I think it's 3 times a day here and then a couple times over in the sister station.
All right, so lots of opportunities. And if you do get qualified, make sure you are available to show up at Kingpin's September 14th between 5:15 and 6:15 p.m. And then the festivities will begin. We'll have a lot of fun with you guys. And then we'll find out who our winner is. So Just be listening in the 7 o'clock hour each and every morning here on Bonnie and Friends. Also, the live auction you've been hearing us buzz about, that's coming up this afternoon on the Jay Thomas Show, 2 to 4 p.m. We have so many different items that are going to go up for live auction. You'll be able to listen here on the WDAY radio. You can also tune into our YouTube and Facebook Live pages and just play along and have some fun. Dino, Janae, Jay, and Steve Holstrom will be running our live auction.
Yeah, they got a lot of things that are going to be up for auction, a wide variety. This is also going to be, like Bonnie said, simulcast on our Facebook Live page, our YouTube page. They've got guitars, gym memberships. They've got power tools. I mean, you name it, they've got it. They got a suite to a Redhawks game, a backyard greenhouse, couple sides of beef, a dinner for eight at ZD's. I mean, pretty much anything and everything you could potentially want. They're going to have it up for auction, no reserve prices. Everything's going to sell. So your chance to get some great deals today. But the only way you're going to get bids in is through the phone lines.
Right.
You can watch it and see some of the highlights as far as what they're auctioning off. But the only way to bid is to call in during the auction.
Yep. And if you want to see a lot of that stuff that's listed, go to WDAYRadioNow.com. Midway down the page, look for the auction, and you'll see a lot of this. And I'm sure they'll be adding more stuff yet today, but there's a lot of stuff on there. 6:37, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network, then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports.
6:42, time for a check on that local sports scene with Big Game James McCarty.
PGA Tour Golf, this weekend's tournament, is in Detroit, Michigan at the Detroit Golf Club, the Rocket Classic, mid-70s, breeze around 10 miles an hour to the northwest for him, and Seamus Power is in the lead at 2 under par. A couple of golfers are 1 under par, and as of right now, you've got about a dozen golfers at even par. A couple of guys are 1 over. Tom Hoagie tees off his opening round about 12:30 later on this afternoon after what was a successful 3M open for most golfers, but Tom Hoagie had that really tough second round that ultimately made him miss the cut line. For the Minnesota Twins, they were shut out by the Kansas City Royals 4-0 on Wednesday night. Joe Ryan gave up all four runs over six innings of work. He was tagged with the loss. The Twins had six total base runners, and all of which were left on base. And the winning pitcher was Randy Dobnak, former Twins pitcher who was dealt at the deadline last year. His first big league win because of the injuries that he's battled through in five calendar years. As the Twins dropped to 54-55 on the year, there's a rubber match at 12:40 this afternoon from Target Field on Twins TV with Billy Ober scheduled to be on the mound for Minnesota. In other team news, Byron Buxton placed on the 10-day injured list with a right hip impingement, the exact same injury on the same hip that he dealt with earlier this month that shelved him days before the All-Star break. He re-aggravated that left hip during Minnesota's 3-2 win on Tuesday night against Kansas City. In 82 games this year, he's batting at .263 with 25 home runs, and in a corresponding move, Minnesota recalling utility man Tristan Gray from AAA at St. Paul. For the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, they had a 3-run lead, and then they blew it. Then they got a 1-run lead, then they blew it. Then in the bottom of the ninth inning, a walk-off RBI double complimentary of Tripp Clark. The Redhawks would defeat the Salt Dogs 7-6. Tripp Clark had two RBI, four other Redhawks drove in a run in the victory. Fargo-Moorhead improving to 33-30 on the year, and they now have a rubber match at 12:30 from Newman Outdoor Field. For the Minnesota Lynx, they have their second matchup against the Tempo in 3 days. This time, though, they're on the road in Toronto. It's a 6 o'clock tip-off tonight. Victory Plus Sports Network Minnesota is the coverage. Minnesota is 23-6 on the year. That's a WNBA best record. They are also riding an 8-game winning streak. Running out sports here for this hour tonight. Primetime Sports at 6:30. We'll get you up to speed as we approach the weekend as football is officially back in the NFL and college football also is getting underway.
I see more than 18,000 people have now been sickened by cyclopariasis. 45 states. I have not heard of anybody. Have you guys?
Here locally, personally.
Anywhere here in our region or following social media pages?
I have not. I told you the story. My daughter and I went to Costco, and I know it's been largely attributed to Taylor Farms. And just out of an abundance of caution, my daughter was like, I don't know if I would trust that if I were you. So I didn't buy any Taylor Farms lettuce, even though we don't have any recalls here locally for the products. And so
I just even kind of avoided it. So
well, and
but I don't have. I haven't known anything.
100% sure about that too.
I don't know. That's
then,
the whole
you
thing.
Know,
yeah,
you're mentioning Taco Bell. James, do you do you know of anybody that's been sickened by it?
I do not know, but I don't care if there's a recall or not here locally. If that company has a recall, I'm not going to be the one to start the recall here locally.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's why I say
chocolate's
shop.
Never done that to me, so I'll just stick with there chocolate.
Or shop at the local farmer's market or grow your own. I guess we apparently have had cases here in Minnesota and North Dakota. The only states that have not had confirmed cases are Hawaii, Maine, Montana, New Mexico, and South Carolina.
Huh. So we've had a confirmed case here?
I guess.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, Michigan's got the most. I think of those, wasn't Michigan like 10,000? Yeah, 10,000 cases in Michigan. They got it bad over there.
Yeah, well, good thing that that opener this year, James, isn't in Michigan.
There you go. Followed by Ohio. So 10,000 cases in Michigan, 2,600 cases in Ohio of the 18,000 confirmed. It sounds awful.
Yeah, it's less than ideal, to say the least.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
No.
And I have seen stories, too, where people have actually changed their eating habits and maybe aren't buying bagged lettuce. And it's like, I don't know. I'm still like, are they 100% sure that that's what it is?
I don't know. I mean, that they attribute it to it, and, you know, it's hard to say. So, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where when there's more information, if they have more definitive where maybe it came from or what the cause is, I mean, then that's even better. But, you know, for now, all I have is that little tiny bit of information, and I'll stick to it right now.
Everything in my fridge is fresh grown.
Mm.
It was on the State and Entertainment History. This artist started a four-weekend run at number one. He, in fact, is number 33 on Rolling Stone's list of 100 greatest singers of all time. We'll tell you who it is. Flatland Music Flashback coming up around 6:56. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. 6:48, we're heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 1977, this other artist started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart. It was his first of three number ones. We'll talk about him and so much more coming up next in Flatland Music Flashback. 7:02, time for a check on that local forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Dean, good chance maybe we get a little bit of rain in the metro area. Any idea when that may start?
It looks like early afternoon, anytime after about 2 o'clock. So if you have any plans up until then, we're good to go. There's some scattered storms developing now out around the Bismarck-McCluskey area. That's moving northward. And we'll see more of these storms slowly develop eastward as we head throughout the afternoon. So we'll call for a dry morning, but then clouds increase and we'll see some scattered storms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s with a south wind at 5 to 15. Showers and thunder showers through about the midnight hour and lows in the low 60s. And then a little bit less humid for your Friday. North winds about 10 to 15, mid-80s, and then the heat comes back. Saturday, sunny, light winds, highs around 90, and windy and hot on Sunday. Mid-90s, mid to upper 90s on Monday. And then a cold front brings another chance of showers and storms Monday night, Tuesday morning, with highs falling back into the upper 70s to lower 80s as we head towards the middle of next week. So a little more refreshing weather and a couple chances for rain. One, again, today, and then another Monday night into Tuesday. And again, there will be some areas, and all of our models are in agreement that the far southeastern corner of the state, northeastern parts of South Dakota, eastward into about the Fergus Falls area, probably inch to possibly 2 inches of rain.
Oh, wow.
The heaviest stuff down to our south.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we could easily pick up a half inch. I'm going very conservative. If we do see a couple of thunderstorms park over the area, we could pick up to an inch, but I'm thinking more so we're going to go on the more conservative side and a general half inch or so across much of the FM area.
Well, hopefully that does happen. And
yeah, hopefully
be...
we get those heavier thunderstorms to pop up over our area.
Exactly.
No doubt. No doubt.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
Weather's brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. It is now 7:04. We're going to check in with your national news from ABC. When we come back, a sports update from Big Game James McCarty. And then Lawn and Garden Radio with Don Kinsler, NDSU Cass County Extension Horticulturist. We'll talk all things lawn and garden. So if you've got questions, feel free to email us at the email inbox, studio@wdayradionow.com, or give us a call when you get a chance when Don comes on, 701-293-9000. But we'll be back with Don and James coming up shortly. 7:09, time for a check on the wide world of sports with our sports director, Big Game James McCarty.
The Fargo Force are bringing back a former player as they add to their coaching staff in Jack Adams. He spent a couple of seasons with the Force from 2015 to 17 as a player, where he actually would play in 110 regular season games, tallying 84 total points on 45 goals, 39 assists. Following his time with the Force, he spent 5 years playing collegiate hockey. He ended up at Union College for 3 years. He did not play in the 2019-20 season, then had headed over to Providence College for a year before he wrapped up his collegiate career with 2 seasons at Notre Dame, where he played in 70 games for the Irish, totaling 29 total points from 2021 to 2023. He was a draft pick of the Detroit Red Wings in the 6th round at number 162 in 2017. After his collegiate career, he spent 3 seasons in the ECHL, where he helped a couple of teams to the postseason, but now decided after the 25-26 season concluded, it was time to hang up his skates as a player and pick up his skates as a coach, as he now heads to Fargo to be on the coaching staff alongside head coach and general manager Brett Skinner, assistant coach Carson Kosabud, goaltending coach Hank Johnson, assistant general manager Hampton Shodall, and former head coach turned senior advisor Kerry Eads. Mr. Jack Adams is actually replacing Jimmy Mullen, who left the Force earlier this summer to become an assistant coach in the NCAA ranks with Arizona State. On the diamond last night, the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks went from up 3 and everybody was having the time of their lives to tied. Then they got the lead back in the 8th, then they gave it up in the 9th. Good news is, though, Tripp Clark was stellar with the bat in his hands last night, and he drove in 2 runs, including the walk-off RBI double. The Redhawks would defeat the Lincoln Salt Dogs 7-6. Fargo Moorhead improves to 33-30 on the year, and they have a rubber match with a business day game today at Newman Outdoor Field at 12:30. The Minnesota Twins were not as lucky with the bats in their hands last night. They would get shut out by their Royals 4-0 from Target Field. The Twins had 6 base runners, all of which ended up being left on base. 5 were hits, 1 was walked. Minnesota dropping back under 500 at 54-55 on the year. They have a rubber match themselves at 12:40 this afternoon against Kansas City on Twins TV with Bailey Ober on the mound. And as we're rounding out sports here for this hour tonight, the Minnesota Lynx back on the hardwood this evening, though, north of the border in Toronto against the Tempo. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off on Victory Plus Sports Network Minnesota. Minnesota, with the best record in the WNBA at 23-6. The Lynx currently entered play tonight, riding an 8-game winning streak.
7-Eleven, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Time now for Lawn and Garden Radio, brought to you by Carr's Tree Service, Cheyenne Gardens and Comfort King. Don Kinsler, NDSU Cass County Extension horticulturist, is here to help you with your problems. Not all problems. Lawn, garden, trees. Let's stick with his expertise here. If you guys have any questions for him, give him a call on the Bathroom Store phone lines, thebathroomstorend.com, 701-293-9000, or you can email us on the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at wdayradionow.com. Good morning to you, Don.
Good morning. I am hoping for rain today.
We all are.
Because we need it. Cass County and some other regions have officially moved into moderate drought on the drought map. So we are in need of a good rain. I would love an inch of rain.
Wouldn't that be nice? Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm. You know, a good, you know, gentle, not accompanied by a storm, but we really do need it because things are starting to suffer.
What's your lawn look like, Mr. Expert?
Our lawn is brown and crisp and
crunchy. Just like the rest of us. You're in the same boat. I was going to ask about the crunchy. Are we damaging our lawns when we walk across them when they're crunchy?
Yes, you can. For example, you know, I can't get from the house to our vegetable garden, and I save our water for the vegetable garden and the flowers and perennials and pots and everything, okay? But I can't get from our house to our vegetable garden in the backyard without walking across the grass, so I have no choice. But when the lawns are brown and crunchy and dormant, you can damage them by too much traffic, foot traffic or other thing, because it that grass is so crunchy, it just basically physically damages the crown. The crown is that part. The crown of a grass plant is that lifeblood area between the grass blade and the roots.
Okay.
And now I am hoping today for at least 1/4 inch of rain. Because now our lawns, our Kentucky bluegrass lawns, can go dormant. They're cool season grasses. They thrive when it's cool and moist, and of course it's been hot and dry.
Right.
So as a self-preservation mechanism, they can go dormant. They just kind of shut down, which is fine. They just hunker down until conditions return. But there is a point of no return. And now, in the late 1980s, when we had drought, Mary and I, our lawn actually did suffer and thin out from the extended drought.
Mm-hmm.
And so research was done to see, okay, at what point does a grass that's dormant, at what point does it have to have a little moisture? Is there a tipping point? Mm-hmm. And there is. Every 4 to 6 weeks, a dormant lawn needs at least a quarter inch of moisture to at least keep that crown hydrated. You know, it's not going to turn green again,
right,
but at least we'll get a little moisture in that crown so it doesn't wither and, you know, blow away in dust bowl fashion.
Yeah. And we've got to be at that 4 to 6
Yeah,
range,
we're about,
right?
I don't remember when we got that last rain, which in Fargo, depending on where in Fargo, I think it was half an inch or three quarter inch.
4 weeks back or something.
Yeah, maybe? And so I'd have to look and see. But we, if we go much longer, we would be in a position where on our own lawn, I would give it, and how long do you have to run a sprinkler to get a quarter inch? You know, everybody's sprinkler varies. And so I always put a tuna can under the sprinkler, a tuna can, straight sided can or soup can. That can let you gauge when you've got a quarter inch or, you know.
Tuna can smart because it's, you know, bigger opening
perfect.
And nice
and it's
short.
Approximately 1 inch deep. So you can gauge under your own sprinkler. Whatever. So, again, I'm hoping that we would get a widespread, at least a quarter inch.
Yeah.
So the boulevards and those of us who don't water our lawn would at least get that hydration down into the lawn.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Lawn and Garden Radio brought to you by Carr's Tree Service, Cheyenne Gardens, and Comfort King. If you have any questions for Don, give us a call right now on the Bathroom Store phone line, 701-293-9000, or email us on the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at WDAYradionow.com. What about trees then?
I am seeing trees that are wilting. Our own river birch, which was planted about 7 to 8 years ago, is starting to get some yellow leaves and, you know, green leaves, but a few yellow leaves starting to shed those a little bit. That's a sign that it's under stress, drought stress, heat stress. And so trees that have been planted within maybe the last 7 to 10 years, you know, great big huge established shade trees with their big extensive root systems, they can weather a lot. But, you know, trees that are maybe, you know, 7 to 10 years old aren't as well established, and so they can really benefit from a good soaking. Now, when I say a good soaking, I like the soaker hoses, you know, the black type hose. Yep. You hook it up, and it slowly exudes water, moisture out, so you can circle that hose around your tree, and not just around the trunk, but around the kind of the drip line, you know, under the canopy of the tree. So because the thirsty feeder type roots are out closer to what's called the drip line, that's the outer edge of the canopy of the tree. And so it's important to not just water by the trunk, but to get it out where the roots actually are.
That's interesting because I didn't know that. I do right by the trunk.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of people probably do.
Yeah, you'd be tempted to hold those right by the trunk.
Yeah.
But if you take a tree, for example, if it's a younger tree, maybe 12 feet tall, and lay it on its side, the roots are going out at least that far in all directions. So the key is to get a good soak under that whole canopy area and out of ways, so that's where those feeder roots that are really thirsty. I should also mention apple trees. You know, the apple trees that have a bunch of apples on, those apples are filling. You know, the fruits are filling in size. And so right now is a very important time to get moisture on.
Okay.
You know, if we had had a crystal ball and knew that we were going to go this long without some rain, we probably should have done this a week or two ago already. But, you know, I thought, well, gosh, maybe we're going to get some rain. Maybe we're going to get some rain. So I've just recently soaked our trees.
Does drought, well, drought conditions affect the flavor of your apples by chance?
It does. You know, it definitely affects the size.
Okay.
And it can have an effect, too. Not necessarily, it doesn't always diminish. In some cases, it could actually add a little sweetness.
Sweeter.
A little concentrated flavor, but that's, not always a good thing because you might be compromising the size of the apple as well. And of course, apple trees that aren't getting enough moisture will start shedding some of the apples as a self-preservation. They might start shedding some of the apples also. So, again, good, thorough, deep soaking, out around the canopy the drip line of the apple mm-hmm. trees, very, very important. And I'm noticing in our own garden, our tomatoes are a little slow to ripen.
Really?
You would think, wouldn't this heat, wouldn't that really bring on the tomato ripening?
Right.
Now, our cherry tomatoes are bearing, but the regular size slicing type tomatoes, when temperatures are above 85 to 90 degrees, the ripening can actually slow down. And I'm seeing that on ours.
Oh,
I'm waiting for some
hot.
Of these. Exactly. A ripening of a tomato fruit is a growth process, and above 85 to 90 degrees extended, growth processes of tomatoes kind of hunker down.
Okay.
And so ripening being a growth process, the ripening also can tend to slow down a little bit.
So if your tomatoes are
waiting
slow,
for this,
that's why.
You know how mm-hmm. they kind of lose that greenish, start kind of thinking about turning pink? Well, I've been watching these same tomatoes at kind of that pink.
Mm-hmm.
I want to wait till they're ripe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been noticing ours are a little bit slow to ripe. Cherry tomatoes, we've had those.
Okay, interesting. And then also we had a Czech presentation from the Red River Valley
Yard
Tour.
Red River Valley Garden Tour, which was July 15th, 16th. Mm-hmm. Well attended by approximately 700 people. We presented the check yesterday to Hope Blooms. $10,089 was raised by that NDSU
Thanks
Extension Master Gardener group. Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is.
Hope
Blooms,
too,
a wonderful organization. Yes, hot and smoky one day.
Yeah, so excellent. Well, thank you for all the donations, everybody that attended the event, that donation could be made. So very cool. Don, thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you, and thanks everyone for listening.
You bet. Lawn and Garden Radio brought to you by Cars Tree Service, Cheyenne Gardens, and Comfort King. We'll do it all again next Thursday right around 7:10. Jill Patrie will join us in studio. Keeping Alpha Gal at Bay, that's the one carried by wood ticks. That's something WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel will cover next.
7:24, we head up to the farm to talk with our Ag Director, Bridget Riedel. Good morning, Bridget. How are we doing today?
Good morning from Ag PhD Field Day in Baltic, South Dakota. If you are thinking about coming down, get on the road. I hope you already are. There are probably, judging by the parking lot, when I got in here at about 7 or about 6:40 this morning, I'd bet there's 2,000 people already walking around. The cars just keep rolling in. There's about a line that's 3 miles long, and they are hauling her in here. A lot of folks coming to see what's happening at Ag PhD Field Day.
Well, there's a lot happening.
So there are grain bin demonstrations. I host my first panel at 7:40 this morning. That's one of three. If you were to go to the John Deere booth, you would see Marcel Kringa. He's the CEO of Brand Vault, walking around the combines and saying, how can we fix your efficiency? Let's not lose yield and grain out the back of the machine. Marcel is actually going to join me on Weather and Ag in Focus today for that very same conversation. What are things you can be doing to prep yourself in anticipation of harvest that's coming up? Also, during the show on Weather and Ag in Focus, I'll be on Acres TV stage, so you'll be able to watch us live while you're here, as well as on our live stream. And we'll be joined by Mrs. Shark Farmer. Emily Sharkey is joining me so we can talk about what they do on their farm in Illinois, but also their Shark Farmer TV, podcast, XM radio, and all the other media that they provide for farmers in the region. So it's a big day. You can see grain bin safety demonstrations. The Farm for Profit podcast is here. You can visit with young farmers, first generation, second generation, or coming into their farm and how they're doing that transition. And above all, free parking, free admission, free lunch.
Very
everything
nice.
Is free.
Yes, mm-hmm. love it.
So come on in. And my one other piece of advice, when they say that the SDSU ice cream trailer is opening at like 1 o'clock, you'd best be in line at about 12:30 because that line gets long.
I bet it does.
I've been here for 8 years and I've yet to actually get ice cream.
No, yeah. Well, and a little bit cooler temps down there too compared to previous years.
I would love nothing better than to be able to drive home in rain today.
Oh.
We are overcast. It's breezy, about 73 degrees. It's sort of awesome. The humidity is thick enough I could cut it with a knife,
right.
So rain is on its way.
Yes, we hope so. Widespread region rain would be nice.
Please, and thank you. So when we look at some of the things that have been happening headline-wise, let's go to the state of Missouri. Alpha Gal syndrome, which comes from the Lone Star tick, many people call that the red meat allergy. But it can be a little bit more than that. Even sensitivity to dairy products or other items derived from red meat mammals. And so there is a statewide effort. There is a legislation that's being structured so that if you test positive for alpha-gal, the lab then contacts their Department of Health, and they are following up with the patient to make sure that they meet the CDC definition for alpha-gal syndrome. Then those cases are continued to be monitored. Further resources and research are given. If you are bitten by the Lone Star tick, which, side note, we do not yet have that tick discovered in the state of North Dakota. The closest to us, I believe, is Iowa. But you may come across hives, itchy rash, nausea, vomiting. Sounds like a terrible day. Heartburn, cough, drop in blood pressure, dizziness, a combination of symptoms that can be referred to as anaphylaxis. These are some of the things that you may notice. And it's great to get tested, particularly if you have been doing some hiking or outdoor activities in eastern states east of the Mississippi, or if you're as far south as Iowa and Missouri as well. So don't hesitate to find out what you can do to protect yourself with tick repellent, such as DEET, carbon, oil of lemon, eucalyptus, and on your clothing, you can apply permethrin as well. Then we know that beef is certainly at the top of many people's minds, not just their shopping list. And there is a new label, if you will, from the USDA. And there's a couple of local farms that are going to become a part of that. This is the USDA's product of USA label, that it is grown right here in the United States. It continues to help strengthen our domestic food production and show that American agriculture is the strongest in the world. Close to home, Hadrick Farms out of Falkston, South Dakota, has now received that certification to put on their beef. Also, the Flying Diamond Ranch out of Nebraska. Side note about the Hadrick Ranch, they are the first operation in the U.S. that has been able to enroll in the Certified Angus Beef Ranch to Table program. So it certifies that that beef raised here in the U.S. and locally is now being used not just on or sold directly from the ranch, but highlighted in restaurants and stores, particularly in the region. So great news for those operations. Glad to see that type of forward movement for them. I haven't said it enough. Come on and join us at Ag PhD Field Day. And if you're wondering what you're missing because you couldn't get here, then don't be afraid to just simply go right ahead and tune in today during Weather and Ag in Focus. You can also be following along on what I'm doing on my media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, my very favorite, and I'll keep you up to date on all the happenings that are going on here at Field Day.
All right. Thank you, Bridget.
All right. You guys have a great day. Thanks for letting me call in.
You bet. All right. It is now, 7:30. Chance to get qualified for the Great Vegas Gridiron Getaway.
We're looking for caller 7 right now, and we will find out after the news and weather who our qualifier is.
7:32. Congratulations to Jeremy. He got registered for our Great Vegas Gridiron Giveaway. So he is registered and will be attending the Kingpin's Party in September for a chance to win that round trip airfare, tickets to the game, a chance to be down in Vegas. I mean, just... you can't go wrong with that. Access to the, what is it, the, I don't know, luxury suites.
Champions Club,
whatever.
Unlimited premium food buffet, alcoholic beverages. So, yeah, make sure if you get qualified that you come to Kingpin's September 14th between 5:15 and 6:15 p.m. Get final registration in, and then our party kicks off, and by 8 o'clock, we will reveal the winner.
Absolutely. All you can eat and drink?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both?
Yeah.
Holy.
Maybe the winner will invite you along.
Maybe.
Or not.
I would like that.
Yeah.
As long as they have a lake place.
Exactly. 7:33, time to check in on that local forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
Well, we finally have some good news in the forecast. We've got rain. Now, everybody's going to see something, but the heaviest rain looks like it is going to be in the far, far southern valley, kind of hugging that South Dakota border down towards Sisseton and then over towards Fergus. Those areas picking up 1 to 2 inches of rain. Now, here in the FM area, it's going to be more scattered. Thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon and evening. And that means, well, it's going to be hit and miss amounts, anywhere from literally a quarter inch to some spots up to an inch. I think we'll see pretty close to about a half inch here in the FM area. And again, if we get any individual storms to park directly over our area, then we'll receive a little bit more. again, this isn't the widespread rain. Again, is going to be to our south. That's where the heavier amounts will be. Ours is just going to be kind of more of a scattered basis. So a warm start to the day. We're in the mid to upper 70s already, and we'll warm it up into the upper 80s today as clouds increase, and we'll see, again, those afternoon showers and storms pop up with south winds about 5 to 15. Showers, a few thunder showers during the evening hours. Those push southward as we head towards midnight with lows in the low 60s. And then Friday, looks like a cloudy start and partly cloudy in the afternoon. North winds 10 to 15, mid 80s. And then hot weather continues or builds back in over the weekend. Sunny, light winds on Saturday, highs around 90, and hot and windy on Sunday. Mid 90s Monday, and then another chance of showers and storms Monday night into Tuesday morning as cooler Canadian air moves in by the middle of next week with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. That'll be a nice change.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Doubt.
We've been looking for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's hope our models are a little off and they pull this heavier rain to our south a little further north. Mm-hmm. The morning model runs we're trying to, compared to yesterday, we're trying to do that. So
what, do you have another model run at 10, 11 o'clock or something like that?
Yeah, we've got our short-range models come in every hour.
Every hour. Okay. So,
but again, a good example, we got thunderstorms blossoming right now from Bismarck to McCleskey, and the models aren't even picking that up. Mm. They weren't even picking that up. Right. So that tells you right there, okay, you know, they're off a little bit. So, again, we're going to see rain. The question is just how much. I wish it was going to be for our ag community and for our lawns and everything, a more widespread rain in the FM area. The more widespread rain, again, is going to be down to our south.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
735, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Glass Doctor Auto of Fargo-Moorhead sponsors our inbox. Contact Reed and his team today at glassdoctorauto.com because nobody wants to see your crack. You can email us studio@wdayradionow.com. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have a Friday golf giveaway, a golf package that one of you is going to have an opportunity to win. So if you're a golf fan or know somebody that is, be listening for an opportunity. Make sure you have not won anything in the past month to be eligible for that. Also coming up on Saturday, our friends at 701 Boutique and Antiques in Hankinson, North Dakota. It is their one-year business anniversary. It's a one-of-a-kind specialty shop in Hankinson, more than 30 vendors under one roof. So you shop there, you are supporting a lot of small businesses, and they want to thank us for our support over this past year. They're having a backyard barbecue. This is Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Free chicken dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody mention cupcakes?
Cupcakes as well. So you got me at cupcakes.
And also door prizes and music, and you are all invited. 701 Boutique and Antiques, 107 Main Avenue South, Hankinson, North Dakota. Check them out. Antiques, vintage, art, clothes, food, farm fresh eggs, beef, bakery goods, you name it, they have it all there under one roof. And go celebrate with them. That's a big deal, hitting 1 year in business.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a successful year, and they're also, not only are they in business and they're doing well, they're helping other local businesses and providers to be able to get their products out there. So go down there and support them, get a free chicken dinner and a nice, great, big old birthday cupcake.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There you go.
737. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Big game, James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports, and Dino's back with your three-degree guarantee.
742, time for a check on the local sports scene with Big Game James McCarty.
The Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks had a three-run lead late last night, then they blew it. Then they got a one-run lead in the bottom of the eighth, and they blew it. Then in the bottom of the ninth inning, well, you don't need to go to the tenth if you just walk it off, and that's exactly what they did, as they had a RBI double, walk-off double at that from Tripp Clark, who had two RBI on the night. The Redhawks defeat the Salt Dogs 7-6. Fargo-Moorhead rising to 33-30 on the season, and they now have a rubber match on a business day game today from Newman Outdoor Field at 12:30. For the Minnesota Twins, the offense was quiet last night. They were shut out by the Kansas City Royals 4-0 in Minneapolis. Joe Ryan gave up all four of those runs over six innings of work. He was tagged with the loss. The Twins dropped to 54-55 in the season. The Twins and Royals have a rubber match now at Target Field this afternoon at 12:40 on Twins TV with Billy Ober on the mound. In additional Minnesota Twins news, Byron Buxton placed on the 10-day injured list with a right hip impingement. Why that sounds familiar is because it's the same injury he dealt with about 3 weeks ago prior to the All-Star break that put him on the shelf for a couple of weeks. He got back this past week, and unfortunately, he re-aggravated that same left hip in Minnesota's 3-2 win on Tuesday night against the Royals. And so now in 82 games this year, he has a .263 batting average and 25 home runs. And a corresponding move to fill that roster spot, Minnesota recalled utility man Tristan Gray from AAA at St. Paul. PGA Tour golf this weekend, the Rocket Classic from Detroit Country Club in Detroit, Michigan. As of right now, Peter Melnati is in the lead at 4-under par through 5 holes. Tony Finau is in second at 3-under through 4 holes. There's a half a dozen golfers at 2-under par, about a dozen golfers at 1-under par right now, tied for ninth. Tom Hoagie does not tee off his opening round until this afternoon, about 12:30. For the Minnesota Lynx, they're north of the border in Toronto tonight, battling the tempo. It's a 6 o'clock tip-off. Coverage available on Victory Plus Sports Network Minnesota. As the Lynx have the best record in the WNBA at 23-6. They're riding a league-best 8-game winning streak as well. And so far this season, in 2 matchups, the Lynx have won both matchups. The first one was by a score of 100-72 in Minnesota. The most recent one was 2 days ago in Minnesota as well, 100-93. This is the third and final matchup of the regular season between these two programs or these two franchises. And you can also get it nationally televised tonight on Prime Video if you're looking for coverage of it. So that'll be should be a good bout overall between these two franchises here this evening. Sports This Hour brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best price leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com.
7:45, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. The Bathroom Store sponsors our phone lines from a shower install to a complete overhaul. They specialize in residential remodeling with professional installation. Free, no obligation estimates, always on budget, always on schedule. The Bathroom Store, nd.com. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is in with your 3-degree guarantee coming up next.
7:47, time for your 3-degree guarantee. It is brought to you by Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today with Labor Masters. Dino, yesterday you predicted a high of 97. I think you might have got this one right.
Actual high yesterday was 97.
Yep.
Right on the nose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Going to go 89 today. More cloud cover, and we'll see showers and storms. Some pretty strong storms out around the Bowdoin area.
Mm-hmm.
They are seeing heavy rainfall, and that's a good example. You know, you get these, and these are slow movers out there where they could pick up a quick inch of rain. But that's kind of what we're going to see, these hit-and-miss storms developing, and some areas getting heavy rain, some missing out totally. So, but in general, we're going to see more showers and storms develop this afternoon after about 2 o'clock here in the valley with highs about 89. South winds 5 to 15. Showers, a few thunder showers continue through about the midnight hour, low 60s. Again, about a half inch or so here in the FM area. Much heavier amounts hugging that South Dakota border into Southern Lakes country, where those areas could pick up 1 to 2 inches. And then we'll dry things out on Friday. We'll start off with cloud cover and then see decreasing clouds throughout the day, 86. And then 90 on Saturday with light winds and sunny skies. Sunny and windy, hot on Sunday, with mid to upper 90s. Again, today's 3-degree guarantee, 89, with showers and thundershowers coming in this afternoon.
All right, thank you, Dino. That 3-degree guarantee of 89 is brought to you by Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today with Labor Masters.
7:49, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Glass Doctor Otto of Fargo Moorhead sponsors our inbox. Contact Reed and his team today at glassdoctorauto.com. They are your locally owned windshield repair shop. A smell in a tiny community in Vancouver, British Columbia. About 20 years, townsfolk have been dealing with this smell. They finally figured out where it's coming from, and we'll talk about that next. 7:52, Monty Amistadi, Jay Steneman, and you are coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Corwin Subaru, family-driven for over 100 years. Your Subaru journey starts here, but where it goes, that's up to you. During my college days in St. Cloud, I lived near a, well, it was a like a meatpacking plant, which had closed many years prior to. But if it was hot in the summer and the wind was blowing the wrong way, you would smell that years after the
trust
fact.
Trust me. I mean,
West Fargo.
Well, West Fargo, not so much. But like,
they had the stock
yards. Yeah, but back in the day, I lived in Sioux Falls. And they have they have a meatpacking plant there. I always used to say when I was in college, we'd go down to Sioux City. They had a meatpacking plant there as well. And it would just stink. And you're just like, it's
just smells. You got to go through Sioux City to get to wherever else you're going. And you're just like, yuck. So
yep.
I get that. You know, I mean, I've been in a couple places that have had those.
Turkey plants, yeah. You know, that mm-hmm. there's a smell. Some people say the sugar beets, but yeah. A friend of mine always framed that right. It's like, that's the sweet smell of money. He True. Lived on the north side. So
I mean, I
it
get
is,
it.
It is what mm-hmm. it is. There's a tiny community called St. Mary's. It's in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it has been driving people in town nuts for 20 years. Just an awful smell
mm-hmm.
that's wafts through the town, especially when the wind blows a certain way. I don't know why it's taken this long, but they finally figured it out. There used to be a seafood sauce company, Atlantic Seafood Sauce Company, that was there.
Okay.
They closed more than 20 years ago, but there were 110 tanks left behind, each of those holding 3,000 gallons of fermented fish sauce.
Oh, no wonder why the place stunk.
Yeah. Mm. The sauce kept fermenting as the bacteria did
Obviously,
their job.
Yeah.
Can you, like, why wouldn't they have figured that out sooner?
Well,
20
I mean,
years?
If the company went out of business, wouldn't you have to, like, you know, clear out all the equipment, sell off what you could sell? I mean, the business is out of business. Why would you leave some of the sauce that needed to be in these tanks to ferment to make it the sauce or whatever? Because I think they do that, like, in China or Japan or whatever. They make a certain type of fish sauce or whatever. I mean, I understand probably the process, but if the business is no longer in business, wouldn't you want to have all those dumped out so you don't have a stench?
And you think you would have figured that out in the first year or two. The city's mayor says, imagine the worst rotted fish you've ever smelled in your lifetime. It's 100 times worse. So now that they've figured out where it's coming from, they brought in a cleanup crew, and they're working on
going to take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks
Ew,
for
that.
That
sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft beats Wall Street expectations. Starbucks reports strong quarterly sales. We'll cover that in your Money and Markets straight ahead. 7:58, checking out your Money and Markets. Oil prices got back to jumping yesterday while sinking technology stocks dragged Wall Street lower amid an uncertainty about what the Federal Reserve will do to get high inflation under control. The S&P 500 fell 112 points after briefly erasing all of an earlier drop. The Dow, not a good day at all, sunk 1,153 points. And the NASDAQ, tough day too, lost 433 points.
I think that was the Dow's biggest loss since April of last year. Mm. So obviously just not a good day overall. I saw that and I was like, ooh, that was a bit rough.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft has posted strong quarterly earnings, surpassing expectations with significant growth in its cloud computing platform and a boost in paid AI users. Company earned $90 billion or $4.81 per share in the April-June quarter, up 18% from a year earlier. Microsoft shares rose about 3% in after-hours trading.
Well, there was some good there. Also, yeah. Starbucks has reported better-than-expected quarterly revenue and profit. The Seattle company says its business grew across customer income levels. Its chairman and CEO, Brian Nickel, said yesterday's results were further proof the company's turnaround efforts are working. He says S'mores Cold Brew, which features marshmallow syrup, marshmallow cream cold foam, and a graham cracker topping, was particularly popular with Gen Z customers and is one of the company's strongest limited-time summer offerings in years. Nickel also credited a redesign of stores to give them a cozier coffeehouse feel with improving sales. Starbucks shares up more than 5% in after hours trading. So some good news with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Although I will say about the coffee flavors, though, sometimes my wife will get these coffee flavors, whether it's the coffee itself or the add-ins, and like she's had some sort of carrot cake coffee or whatever. I'm like, there's certain flavors I don't want in my coffee. I want coffee-flavored coffee if I'm going to have it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And, you know, a little treat here and there, good, but if you're
sure.
drinking those on a consistent basis,
good
you're
luck with
blow
that.
It up like a puffer fish. 8 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo.
8:02, time for a check on the local forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Dino?
Well, we've got thunderstorms already blossoming up on radar out around Wells County, getting some heavy rain out there, and that's kind of what we're going to see. We're going to see these areas of thunderstorms that develop move slowly. If you get caught under them, you can pick up some heavy rainfall in a short period of time, and 20 miles down the road, you don't see anything. Now, we'll see a few more of these thunderstorms developing as we head into the afternoon. The morning hours here will be dry in the valley and in the lakes country, but As we head towards early afternoon, that's when we'll start to see a few more showers and storms develop. And those will continue through the evening hours. We'll reach a high today around 89. Clouds will be on the increase. South winds 5 to 15. Showers and thunder showers through about the midnight hour. Then those push southward. We'll have winds turning to the north on the light side, low 60s tonight, and a cloudy start to tomorrow, but then we'll see more sunshine in the afternoon. North winds 10 to 15, mid 80s, and then sunny and hot over the weekend. Light winds on Saturday, highs around 90, and then windy on Sunday with highs in the mid 90s, mid to upper 90s on Monday, and then a cold front brings another round of showers and storms Monday night into Tuesday, with highs falling off next week into the upper 70s to low 80s. Mm. So in general, about a half inch of rain expected around the FM area. The heaviest amounts will be to our south, but there will be pockets of heavier rain throughout the area where some areas, again, could pick up an inch of rain, and 20 miles down the road, they hardly get anything. But, you know, at least we got something in the forecast.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Not everybody's going to get a good soaking, but there will be some that do.
All right. Yeah. Fingers crossed. 803 Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Getting a full new smile in one day. That takes more than skill. It takes passion, training, and the right technology. Dr. Matt Eaton at Dakota Implant and Sedation Center has extensive advanced training in 3D implant dentistry, 3D imaging, digital planning, and in-house technology.
Each smile is carefully planned before treatment even begins. Many patients are able to walk out the same day with a strong, natural-looking, full smile. A compassionate team, a comfortable experience, and financing options available for you that fit your budget. If you've been told implants take months, it might be time for a second opinion. Check out Dakota Implant and Sedation Center in Fargo at dakotaimplant.com. And as always, smile like you mean it.
804, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports.
809, time for a check on the local sports scene with sports director Big Game James McCarty.
The MLB trade deadline is only 4 days away, and the Twins currently sit in third place in the AL Central, a game under 500 after losing 4-0 to the Royals last night. The Guardians in second are a game and a half ahead of the Twins, and the White Sox in the division lead currently have the Twins by 3 games. For the wild card race, the Twins trail the Guardians by a game and a half for the final wild card spot, but the Twins were leapfrogged last night with their loss by the Houston Astros. They sit a half game behind Houston, who is a game out of that final wild card spot as we sit here today. The Twins and Royals will have a rubber match this afternoon at 12:40 on Twins TV with Billy Ober on the mound. And the Twins will be without their star center fielder, Byron Buxton, who has been shelved again on the 10-day injured list with a right hip impingement. The same injury he dealt with earlier this month prior to the All-Star break. He re-aggravated that left hip in Minnesota's Tuesday night victory over Kansas City. And this season so far, in 82 games, he's hit 25 home runs. So in a corresponding move, Minnesota recalling utility man Tristan Gray from AAA St. Paul. For the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, they would walk off the Lincoln Salt Dogs 7-6 last night thanks to a RBI double from Tripp Clark, who led the way with 2 RBI in total in the game. Fargo-Moorhead is now 33-30 on the season, and they have a rubber match against the Salt Dogs at Newman Outdoor Field this afternoon, a business day game at 12:30. The Minnesota Lynx are going to battle the Toronto Tempo this evening in Toronto. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off. You can either get it locally on Victory Plus Sports Network Minnesota. Otherwise, you can get it nationally televised on Prime Video. The Lynx have a WNBA best record of 23-6 on the year, and they're currently riding an 8-game winning streak. As for the PGA Tour tournament this weekend, the Rocket Classic from Detroit Golf Club in Detroit, Michigan. It's low 70s, wind coming about 10 miles an hour out of the north-northwest for them, and currently Peter Melnati is in the lead at 500 par through 6 holes. Currently, there's a half a dozen golfers tied for second at 3 under par, and there's close to a dozen golfers tied for 8th at 2 under par. Tom Hoagie does not tee off his opening round until about 12:30 this afternoon. And running out sports here for this hour tonight, primetime sports will continue the football conversations as Bison football got underway for fall camp last night. The local Vikings and of course, some former local players that are making impacts early on in camps. We'll get you ready to roll as we approach the month of August as football has returned.
James, did you see the announcement that the Timberwolves have partnered with DAZN for upcoming streaming service direct to customers slash viewers, fans, mm-hmm. et cetera, coming up this season. There's no word yet on what the price point will be for those, but that's where their games will be. I was hoping that maybe their games would end up on Victory Sports Plus, kind of like the Lynx, because that is a free service. And I know the Lynx and the Timberwolves are two different entities in a sense that they're going to have different price points for viewing, et cetera. But they do have a partner, so we do know where their games will be when they're not on national TV, et cetera. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's you just will not get the NBA for free streaming in today's day and age. You'll get a couple of games on the ABC, NBCs, but that's about it. And about a third of the Wolves' schedule as is nationally televised anyway. So you're going to have opportunities for games, but it will cost you a few dollars to watch the Wolves today.
They said they will have DAZN will have 15 games for free on their streaming service. So I'm hoping those are 15 games that are not nationally televised, so that way you can kind of get those across different platforms and get the majority of the season, but we'll have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. It's all about making money off of us.
Yes, it is.
It was tomorrow, Flatland Music Flashback. We bring it to you right around 6:56, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repair. We're going to be showcasing this group who in 1980, two members got into a heated exchange on stage. Shortly afterward, the band ended up disbanding. And in 1999, this artist won a Grammy for Best New Artist. Huge number one hit for her, and she is still relevant today. Hmm. Find out who these artists are and more tomorrow morning. Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by our friends at Flatland Guitar in Fargo. This is one of the most bizarre cases, and I've been seeing it in the news for a few years. It goes back to 2019, and it ended up resulting in a lawsuit here. There is a couple in Massachusetts that runs an e-commerce newsletter and talk about, big name companies, what they're doing good, what they're doing bad. For some reason, a couple of employees of eBay did not like what this couple wrote in one of their newsletters. So. Yeah. They started basically stalking them. They were sending them things, for instance, cockroaches, a funeral wreath, spiders, a bloody pig mask. And this just went on for a couple of years here, just bizarre threats and deliveries. Yeah, and it's resulted in a lawsuit against eBay, and it's finally been settled. Now, eBay actually had to pay out $50 million to this Boston area couple. And they've come out and, said, we're so sorry that this happened. It really isn't the company's fault. It was some employees.
Exactly, because it wasn't at the company's direction that they did this.
Right. They say it's not representative of their culture. They've changed leadership, strengthened their policies, procedures, and ethics trainings. But, it was a group of employees who worked for eBay in Boston that were doing this.
Wow.
How scary and freaky that they basically stalked and harassed this couple was.
Exactly. Especially for giving out reviews, I mean, everybody's going to have their own opinion because, it doesn't matter what type of business you're in. Even our business. There's going to be people that will give us good reviews, bad reviews. We have no control over that. But if you get a bad review, are you really going to basically stalk somebody? That's not going to make you look any better.
Sounds like seven former eBay employees were involved here, carried out the coordinated harassment campaign after the couple became angered by coverage. They became angered by coverage in the couple's online newsletter. Most pleaded guilty to charges, including conspiracy and cyber stalking, were later sentenced to prison terms or home confinement. So some actually got prison terms. 2024, eBay agreed to pay a $3 million criminal penalty, but then that was overturned, and overall they ended up having to pay $50 million, or close to it anyway. That's insane.
It's amazing some people in this world today.
Yeah. They also had to, the agreement also calls for an additional $7 million in charitable donations, including organizations supporting First Amendment rights. Technically, reporters, a reviewer, right? Yeah. They were doing an e-commerce newsletter here. Mm-hmm. So, boy, that's so bizarre.
Yeah, I know.
And there was much more than just the stuff they mailed to them. I mean, there was some some pretty serious threats made. They would get them in direct messages on social media. Live cockroaches and spiders arrived. Pornographic magazines were sent with the husband's name to a neighborhood home. And it says they plan to install a GPS device on the couple's car. Looks like maybe that didn't pan out because it says they plan to.
Good grief.
The wife didn't know initially who was behind it or why. She said, I couldn't conceive that a company I had been covering the past 20 years had tried to terrorize us and stop our reporting.
Good grief.
Wow.
That's taking it way too far, to say the least.
And like I said, I mean, it's not eBay's fault, but should you have had better oversight? Should a manager or supervisors of those employees had some kind of inkling that was going on? You know, seven involved, obviously one person told another person told another person, and here you should even, pay attention to, gossip among your workplace and,
But I mean,
it's something that needs to be addressed, or nipped in the bud.
But it might also be that it's a very large company, so it's hard to kind of track what people are potentially doing outside of work, you might say. I don't know.
Boy, that's a pretty hefty lawsuit for eBay.
Yeah.
Yikes.
A couple of celebrity birthdays today, Bonnie, to see if you know how old these people are. Hilary Swank. She's had a birthday.
She's probably, I'm going to go with 44.
52.
Oh, is she in her 50s?
Okay. Yeah. Terry Crews.
I don't know who that is.
He's the gentleman that hosts America's Got Talent these days. If you Google him, you'll recognize his face. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was in White Chicks, he was on the cop show with Andy Samberg.
I'll put him probably 52, and I didn't look. I just looked at his picture to see.
He's 58 today.
Okay.
Okay, which one is older?
Okay.
Lisa Kudrow or Vivica A. Fox?
Probably Lisa Kudrow. I think she's 63-ish.
She is 63. It doesn't feel like she should be that old, but she is 63 today.
And I think Lisa, she was older than the other gals on the show, too.
Yeah, so I mean, if you think about that show being 30 years ago or so, I mean, she was in her mid-30s, even though she's probably playing in her 20s.
What's Vivica, 60?
She's 62.
Okay, 62.
So close.
Okay. It was just a guess. How about
Lawrence Fishburne? Is he older or younger than Vivica Fox and Lisa Kudrow?
I know the name, but I have to Google his face.
He was in the Matrix trilogy.
I've not seen that.
He's a famous actor.
72.
Oof.
Oh, did I make him older than he is?
Yeah, he's 65.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if I know who he is. I've heard his name before. I don't watch movies like he does. I'm watching crime documentaries when I watch stuff.
Well, this is sort of crime-related. How about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas? He's got a birthday today. Obviously, my first thought would be he's definitely older than 60.
Let's say 68.
He is 70 today.
Okay.
And the last birthday I have today, Arnold Schwarzenegger's birthday is today.
Okay, he's probably 74?
No, he looks pretty good for his age. He's 79 today,
believe
it or not.
I was going to say 76, but I still
He's been around for so long, and lately he doesn't seem like he's aged that much, unless you kind of see him when they do kind of the behind-the-scenes videos and stuff in movies or, on a red carpet. Then you're like, yeah, he is getting kind of old. But the last time he's been in a series on Netflix called FUBAR, and he's kind of supposed to be a retired, secret agent or whatever, and his daughter's getting into the same line of business. He still looks good for his age, and they've done a couple seasons of that. Now he's turning 79.
He was in some of those dumb comedies.
Twins?
It's just there were some dumb ones back in the day. Yeah. They were fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
But kind of, dumb.
But he kind of had that whole run of, it was Predator, it was Commando. Kindergarten Cops.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, kind of some of those dumb stuff. But, he's had quite a career in politics, too.
So I know one of the two in this couple, Justin Herbert, quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers. Okay. He got engaged. It says he got engaged to a pop star, Madison Beer. I don't know who that is.
You know, I saw that, I guess. I want to say, is she country? I've heard her name before.
It says on this website, it says pop star, but I honestly don't know who Madison Beer is.
She was discovered by the Biebs, Justin Bieber, on YouTube in 2012. And then he posted a link to her cover at last when she was just 13 years old. It boosted her subscriber count. She released her, she's been around a long time, actually.
Yeah.
She released her debut single, Melodies, in 2013.
Wow, I guess she has been around for a while.
Yeah, I saw it, and I recognized her name, but I wouldn't have been able to tell you anything more about her,
There are some of
really.
These pop stars, these younger actors, actresses, that I'm just like,
she's
I'm not quite
27,
sure.
too. Like,
well, Justin's got to be close to that age, because he's been in the league now 5-6 years, and he came out from University of Oregon, and so he's probably 26, 27.
No, but
himself.
I'm just saying, like, the fact that Justin Bieber discovered her when she was just 12 or 13.
Bieber was like 18. I don't know how old he is now.
Would it be 38-ish? I don't know if he's that old.
38, really? Oh, time is
maybe.
Gone.
He seems like he's been around a long time.
He was pre-18 when he kind of popped off. Like, he might have been 15, 16. Yeah.
32. What did I say? 38? Made him a little older than he is.
He's like 40. No, he's only 32. All right.
Well, he's got a lot. I've heard about they do have a rat problem, I guess, in the Chicago area.
Oh, really? So that's not just a New York thing, huh?
Not just people, like actually rats, but...
You do the rat.
They did an audit. The Office of Inspector General did an audit, analyzed the Department of Streets and Sanitation's dedicated rat control program in Chicago. It was a year analysis, July of 23 through 24. They found that the department's Bureau of Rodent Control did not satisfy key elements of a common rat abatement approach that's used by the federal government, Illinois Department of Health. And so they say it's unlikely that they will achieve long-term control of their rat population.
I can't imagine.
Due to reactive efforts rather than proactive solutions.
Mm.
Rats. I mean, rats are gross. I didn't see any.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you got a lot of times. You do have to be. There's certain situations you do have to be proactive. Otherwise, it's not going to work. I mean, if you're always reacting to things, I mean, you're kind of behind.
And rats carry so many diseases, or can you know that you? Yeah, I suppose you know you get right in the thick of the city, and you know you figure all the restaurants and people that live there, and all the garbage, and then you know you have rats, and then kind of like the rabbits in our field, they just start breeding or whatever.
I have a question for you because I see it on the TV and I saw it last night. So there is going to be, I think it's spring of next year, there's going to be a new movie coming out, The Thomas Crown Affair, this time with Michael B. Jordan in the lead role. This will be the third movie version of this because Thomas Crown Affair was an old, like, I want to say it was a black and white movie, and then they did it with Pierce Brosnan, like in the
80s
or 90s.
I saw that one,
And that's the one that I saw because I can't remember if that had Catherine Zeta-Jones in it or whatnot. But they've got another version of the same movie again. I mean, we talk about how many times Hollywood has run out of ideas. This is going to be the third major motion picture based on the same thing.
If it makes money.
I guess. I mean, it just seems like you're like, really? Are we running out of ideas? I mean, granted, most of the ideas for movies these days have usually been superhero ones. So maybe that genre is a little bit exhausted. Maybe. So they got to go somewhere else.
8:25, we're going to be heading to the American Ag Network shortly. Then Janae and Ronnie slide in from the Coffee Club. We find out what they have planned on today's show. 8:28, Coffee Club. Janae and Ronnie have arrived in studio. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
It is auction day.
Yes. Janae has her auction face. No, she needs to go home and put her auction face
on. I'm going to go home and take a quick snoozer, pack, quickly maybe comb my hair and do some things with that.
Isn't the auction here? You don't have to pack. I mean, you just come back to the office.
I mean, I need to. We're leaving right after the show tomorrow, so want to get stuff ready to go for that.
You got stuff. Yeah, it's always nice. Some people like procrastinate. I'm a preparer, too. It's like if I'm going somewhere, you have to trip.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't want to be doing it. I'm getting stuff ready
early tomorrow morning or and then tonight we've got stuff going on.
Well, it should be fun for the auction. Looking forward to that 2 to 4 this afternoon on the J Thomas.
I'm busy and a one legged man and a butt kicking contest.
True that.
Yeah. The last bids have to be in at 5 o'clock. Okay. We're going to go till 5.
Okay. Well, Ronnie, are we going to see you on camera, too?
Nope, not that I'm aware of.
He's going to be busier than a chameleon in a crayon box.
Yes, exactly.
saving that one, haven't you, Bonnie?
That's a
have been saving
I
that
know
one.
Somebody that used to say that all the time. It is pretty funny, though, actually.
I don't care who you are. That's funny right there.
That's funny.
Thanks, Ronnie. Like,
what? Never heard that one before.
Well, before
it's a good one.
Before we get to the auction, you have a show to do. So what's
we
coming
do
up
have a
Coffee
show
Club?
To do first. Today, we're going to talk about ways a menu used to court women back in the 1800s. I think this will be fun to listen to talk about. Today we have music from the one and only Chloe Ray. She'll be in with us. Habits that are aging us faster than what we might think. Oh, we have to take a qualifier during the show today as well.
10 o'clock hour, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Useless things you can finally get rid of around the house.
Cannot say your spouse.
What about our kids? Here's all I imagine.
Two of us are talking and two are just like, we're not going to say nothing.
Because ours are gone and I miss them.
You don't need to borrow a spouse?
I'm talking about children.
Kids. Oh. Kids.
Do you need to borrow a spouse? No.
Here's been there, done that. Don't need it.
Here's all I imagine. I take my children back in any day. I love my children.
Sounds like a good business, though, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Rent a husband.
Rent a husband. There you go.
Here's all I imagine
we
that.
Can mow the lawn and
what
that's
was
about
it? Courting women in the what?
1800s.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start the business.
Hello, I was wondering if Penelope could sit on the front porch, please. I would imagine.
I was hoping I may be able to court her dramatically in the front of the yard and the garden.
As you can tell, I've been watching a lot of Bridgerton with my wife.
I've never even watched Bridgerton yet.
Dunton Abbey.
All that stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, should be a fun show. Stay tuned for the Coffee Club. Let's get out of here.
All right, you betcha.
It's getting goofy. It's going off the rails. Bonnie and friends, we'll be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have yourselves a great day. Stay tuned for the Coffee Club straight ahead.